Blog Talk Radio.
But they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the whip, they think me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the whip, they take me. They wanna play all day, cause
Yeah.
go. Me and... I'm a beat. So Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faces. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grands include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a Butch Queen European runway. $200 for Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Drag Realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for Butch Queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the V for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th. The V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, 1,000. $1,000, which means Doug's realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen schoolboy realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face. The unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance. All bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens. The ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen face, in honor of the Butch Queen face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen pretty boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen schoolboy realness versus executive realness for $250. As well as open to all best dressed spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball, presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I want to say Happy Wednesday. How's everyone doing? How's everyone hanging? Tonight, we are going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to touch up on a topic that was brought to my attention a little earlier by one of my darling friends, associates. You guys, this afternoon was really, really, really going crazy in the official ballroom with all the drags. So I decided to create a topic called Honesty Hour, the Drag Edition. Tonight we will be speaking about drags, butch queen and drags. People say that we talk a lot about butch queens, we talk a lot about femme queens, but we really don't ponder on butch queen and drags. So tonight, that's what we are going to do. tonight is going to be pretty much the last State of Emergency show in reference to serious topics. Well, not really serious topics, but in reference to topics. Next week will be our last episode of the season before we take a summer break. And next week we're just going to have fun as we recap everything that has taken place all year and touch upon some topics and just have fun talking about what we're going to do in the summer. But tonight, our last episode will be, as far as a topic goes, will be the drag edition. We are going to talk about the truth and the stone cold facts about butch queen and drag. And there's a couple of people out there that are listening for the first time. Again, it's really odd that I find a lot of people listening for the first time. It's like, wow, we're just gaining more people over and over again. So I want to thank you to our new listeners out in Ormond Beach, as well as in Pennsylvania and across the country. Some of the new people that have hit me up saying they are listening, they didn't understand how the show was going. And we also have some straight, you know, straight people that are listening. And one of the topics, well, one of the things they wanted me to bring up is, can we just kind of go over the definition of a butch queen in drag? So we will be going over that shortly. Don't forget, on June the 3rd, my legendary, iconic, Hall of Famer, am I going a little too far? My lovely, lovely sister, my lovely sister, Kelly Mizrahi, is going to be having her birthday celebration at Vogue Night on Monday, June 3rd. After Memorial Day. Well, no, it's not after. This is Memorial Day weekend, this weekend. I get them confused. Wait a minute. Is it this weekend? I get confused. Well, June 3rd, whenever June 3rd is. When is June 3rd? That's not this upcoming Monday, right? No, it can't be. All right, well, June 3rd on Monday. I'm all over the place. June 3rd on Monday at Esquilita's in New York City. I'm at Vogue Night. My sister, the legendary Kelly Mizrahi, will be celebrating her birthday. So for all you girls that want to be a part of that, please go out and support her. And for all you people that have nothing to do, fly into New York and support your girl. I wish I was there. I wish I could be there. You never know. Surprise, surprise. But we will be talking about that, and I'm sure she'll be making an appearance shortly as well. Okay, now on to tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about butch queen and drag. What is a butch queen and drag? Well, I'm going to give you my definition, my opinion on what I, you know, look at as a butch queen and drag. A butch queen to me, a butch queen and drag to me is a gay male who lives his life as a male, as a boy, but for some reason, he happens to dress up in women's clothing and present himself as a female figure. They can do that for multiple reasons. We have the girls who do it as far as I call them the entertainment girls. You have the girls who do it, you see it on RuPaul's Drag Race. They do it for entertainment purposes. Either they're a showgirl, an entertainer, even a ball walker. I still call that a form of entertainment and talent. And they get up and drag for either whatever that is calling for, be it a show, a category, whatever. That's what I call, you know, that is what a butch queen in drag to me is, as far as that form of butch queen in drag. You also have the ones who, they live the life. You know, it's a lifestyle. They are actually growing into becoming a woman. They live their life as a woman. They're in their first stages of becoming a woman. You know, they are practicing the art of getting it together, but they still have not taken any type of medication. They haven't gone through the full transition yet. They're still doing their little steps, their nails, their makeup, their hair. But at the end of the evening, they have to take that all off and they're still, you know, go back to being a boy. Then we have the moneymakers. We have the butch queens that like to get up and drag and make money, i.e. maybe escorting or, you know, a form of prostitution, because you have clients that love to prey. I wouldn't say prey, but love to be entertained by boys who dress up as girls and, you know, spend money on that. You actually have clients who dress up as girls themselves, which is weird. But, yeah, I call them transvestites or cross-dressers. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll all get to it. My mind sometimes is all over the place. But then we have the boys who I call like to play in women's garments. You have the boys who like to get up and drag, put a wig on, put some lipstick on, call the trade over, and, you know, try to pull a little, you know, date or something. And, you know, a little weird. But that's what they do. You know, they get in, you know, put their little wig and makeup on or whatever, their little, you know, pasted nails, you know, and pull the trade over, you know, give the illusion for the boy, and then, you know, have to wash all that stuff off when they go back to being a regular boy. So there's many different forms of drag. The most important ones are, you know, to me, the most important ones are the ones that are actually, you know, living, you know, they're transitioning into their life as a woman. And those are the first steps. And then you do have the entertainers, because a lot of the entertainers, you know, pageant girls, show girls, even some of the major ball walkers for different categories and stuff, they choose not to live the life of a woman, but they like the art of illusion. And they continue that, you know, that way for years. And they'll be the first one to tell you, no, this is it. You know, the furthest I'll do is shave my body, shave my face. But as far as having any type of surgery or taking any type of medication to enhance it, you know, I like being a man. And, you know, they'll tell you that. Some of them are really that way. But then I think as years go by for some, not all, but for some, a lot of people continue to enhance. And a lot of people get kind of caught up in it, in all honesty, especially when it comes to competition, because, you know, they may want to take certain types of medications or enhance parts of their body to actually, you know, maybe feel that they're bettering themselves in certain categories or in certain levels of competition. So it's a lot when it comes to butch queen in drag. But a lot of the stuff that was going on today is a lot of the girls who, like I say, boys who play in women's clothing, they have no right to do that. Looking as hard as a rock, facial hair, body hair, but putting on this hard, you know, just I can't even say it because I don't want to be mean, but I'll let y'all say it. But y'all know what I'm talking about. It's just, bottom line is, it's not for everybody at all. And some people make it bad for others. So before we go any further, let me start bringing on the people. And what is this? Okay. All these little pop-ups from Blog Talk. Before we go on any further, I'm going to bring on my panelists because I don't like to be the only one. Who is Sean? Who's that? I don't remember. You got to remind me. Oh, yeah. Well, girl, you ain't... my sister sometimes. Naima, you're on the air.
Hey, Gary.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. Just a little tired, you know, because I've just been... It's hot. And then I've just been doing a lot of running around today and just getting a lot of things situated down here, but and it's hot in this house. So
you know what?
I'm just trying.
It's very hot. You know, when you guys say it's hot up there, baby, it's like double down here because
yeah,
humidity is horrible. We had to get a wheel alignment today, and baby, I felt like I was under a heating lamp. Just standing up there, it was just like horrible.
Yeah. And see, this place, even though we get ready to move next month, like by the middle of next month, this place that we in doesn't have central air. So it's a fan for right now, you know, because there's no use to buying a portable air conditioner when we get ready to move to a place that has central air.
Mm-mm. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't have it. I don't know what I would do. All right. Birthday boy. You still got 6 minutes until your birthday is over with. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm good. I'm fine.
Did you enjoy your day?
I did. I was hanging out with my homeboys out on the block. They treated me like such a girl, Jasmine. I felt special.
So they treated you like a drag?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, but without the clothes.
I know that's right, Eddie. Get your life.
Hi, Naima.
Hey, Mark. Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday cake.
Thank you, Naima. Oh. See, you know me too well. Thank you so much.
Did you eat any birthday cake?
Yes, the right kind. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. We're not, you know, we don't do that. And my ears are.
Oh, no, that's the right time.
Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Jazzy. Hey, Naima. Hey, Lady Boy.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I am good.
Hey, I like that Lady Boy comment. You wait till the show is over.
Oh, boy, you just better get back in that train line. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
All right. How's your day, Jason?
My day has actually been really, it's been really good. Thank God for Ed and Naima. I would invite you over, but you know the girls talk.
Oh, what's your name?
Child, next thing you know, they be saying we done head.
Child. I'm fine. I mean, I'm cool. You know, I'll get another fan away if you and I'll be good to go, honey, in here. It'd be humid up here upstairs, but it's cool downstairs.
All right. Vonna, how are you, darling?
Hey, Jasmine. How are you? I'm down.
I lost you for a minute.
Hello?
Did you say? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was clipping when you put it and then unmuted. I was taking my phone off speakerphone. How's everybody? Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Happy birthday again, Mark.
Ivana, thank you so much. It's almost over, but I had a blast.
It ain't over till the end of the month, y'all. Keep it going.
Please, but I didn't want to say that out loud.
Well, that's why you call it birthday. You know, the day is over with, but maybe it's your whole birth month. You have a whole
time. Yeah, it sure is.
I call it first day, first week, first weekend, first month. It's just the whole time. December's mine.
So when you start into this age, you know, some of our friends didn't make it. Some people didn't wake up today. So you enjoy it. Trust me, enjoy it.
All right. Michi, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. Hello. What's going on? Hi, Jasmine.
Michi, we're going to have to do something about your phone, darling.
Huh? Don't be trying my phone.
Oh, my God.
When he calls in, I feel like I'm talking to a truck driver on a CB radio.
Oh, y'all, is that how we feel tonight?
Why are you so loud?
I'm sorry, I just talked loud. I've had a few cocktails already, and I've smoked a couple blunts, and I'm behind the wheel.
You always behind the wheel. That's not safe.
I mean, I'm good. I'm not drunk. You know, I'm just feeling it. I can't party with my brother, so you know, let me do mine here. Hey, Mark, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, you old bottom. You? Yeah.
Ooh. It's your birthday.
These bottoms. Same. Bottoms. And all you hear is bottoms.
That's
the last
bottom,
time
brother.
It was. I'm glad it's not me this time.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Well, next Wednesday is Kelly's, honey. So are we gonna be saying bottom to Kelly every 5 minutes?
No comment.
No, that's the word for the night, listeners. If you have a comment for Mark, it's his birthday, so we're gonna start it off with bottom. The key word tonight is bottom.
Sit down.
There she go, honey. She was just never miss a beat. You never miss a beat. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, Mark. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Naima. Hey,
Ivana. Jasmine, we're going to have to do something because I listened to this show last week. And me and Sean do sound alike, so one of us is going to have to get a bell or something.
Y'all do not sound alike at all. Jason, you sound like you are straight from South Carolina somewhere. And
really? And Sean sounds like he's from backwoods Chicago.
Oh no, honey, I was born and raised in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've been one too many hours of Chicago, baby.
Hold on, let me bring on the other one really quickly. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. No bottom over here. Don't know bottom bullshit.
Oh, okay, so it must be
we're not doing that. But before we get into all of that, I want to say happy birthday to my nephew, Sincere, for the corn, honey, from Philadelphia. I want to say
happy birthday
to Boogie Revlon. It's his birthday. I want to say happy birthday. Ash Corn. It's his motherfucking birthday, honey. And I also want to say happy birthday. Let me see who else. And to my son, Mike Icon. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. And
happy
I don't know
birthday.
All the rest of these people on my list. But all Geminis, please stand up.
And all Pops from a night of fandom.
What?
Yes. Okay.
And Kelly, you cannot forget Mark. You cannot forget not to say happy birthday to Mark.
Happy birthday to Mark. Mark's birthday is over. It's 12:02.
No, his birthday is not over.
His birthday is officially over, but the Gemini celebrate from the 21st until the 20th. It's still his birthday,
Mark's
but it's over right now. But it's still his birthday
because
we're going to celebrate
over.
Down, okay?
Yes, it's celebrating down. I'm celebrating on the West Coast for my brother.
And to everybody, come out June 3rd, and we going to party down like Rockstar. And to all the people that's hitting me up on Facebook, ask me for my address so they can send me presents. I'm going to get a P.O. box tomorrow, and I will be hitting y'all up with the P.O. box.
And if you're you're a top and you're in the Bay Area on tonight, if you're a top in the Bay Area, on behalf of my bottom brother's birthday, meet me at the Den at 11 o'clock for Patron shots.
I'm dead.
Oh, wow. There's too much going on, honey.
Jasmine, he's promoting Instagram.
I see promoting. I'm about to send him an invoice, honey.
Let me send my green dot. Hold on. Let me run down here to the 7-Eleven and get me a green dot. Let me step out over.
J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, J-Rocky.
Hey, what's going on?
You're a little dry, bitch. Well, fuck you.
Look, I'm trying to act very professional tonight because I have people listening to the show, and I don't want them to see me get out of character. So,
yeah, you know what? I forgot for a minute. I get comfortable with family, but I completely forgot. We do have some special people listening to the show, so we're going to have to kind of keep it a little cute for a little bit. So,
I got people from Austin and everything. They was like, we want to listen to your show. So I was like, let me keep it very professional tonight, you know. So none of you hoes are going to get me out of character tonight.
So no questions for J-Rock tonight, pretty much. That's what you're saying. No direct questions.
Let me go to the first caller because they pressed one and I'm not sure who it is. 443-908, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone. Mark.
Hi.
Hello.
Mark, this is Cupcake. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, love.
Thank you, sis.
Did you have fun today?
I sure did. I had a blast. You know how I do.
Okay, love. Well, I can't wait to see you when you come back to Baltimore.
I'll be there in a few weeks. Thank you.
Okay, Bull. Good night.
Good night.
All right, so y'all have sound effects and stuff, please mute your phones, and let's get into tonight's topic really quickly, then we can have some fun, because I'm calling it Honesty Hour. We'll talk about it for about an hour or two, and then we'll go into having fun. Well, this might be fun, because it's going to get a little interesting. I'm going to start off with, what is your definition of drag? A butch queen and drag, kind of keep it simple and sweet because at least it just gives us our, you know, allows your listeners to get, you know, hear different opinions on what the definition is since there's so many different forms of it. I'm going to ask everybody individually, starting from the top to the bottom, what is your definition of a butch queen and drag, starting with Naima?
A butch queen and drag to me is somebody who doesn't dress like that 24/7. Like, you live your life every day, you know, as a man, and then maybe on the weekends or maybe sometimes at night. I mean, if you do shows or something like that or whatever, if you're a performer or a stand-up comedian and your drag is your character, something like that, you do that. But definitely somebody who lives their life 24 hours a day as a man and part-time here and there, depending on what is given the event, dresses in drag.
Okay, Mark? Would you agree?
Yeah, I pretty much agree. I think, I pretty much say that a butch queen and drag is somebody who, you know, just doesn't live the life of a woman 24/7, you know, basically gets in for whatever reason they do it for, but, you know, it's still a man, you know, at the end of the day.
Okay, Jason?
I'm going to have to piggyback and agree with Naima and Mark.
Okay, Vonna?
I'm going to have to definitely do the same.
Michi?
I'm going to agree to a certain extent because, not really to a certain extent because when you had talked about the topic earlier, you know, I had kind of did a little lightweight research, you know, because, and someone was telling me, like, this old gay white dude I was talking to earlier, not like that. I had seen him out. He was at the drug group, but anyway, he was talking about, you know, it's really more so how it's labeled, because there used to be a thing called camp drag, and then they consider drag, it's not considered drag if you're a male the rest of your life and you may dress up every now and then, it's considered cross-dressing. And he said that's a difference, but it's still a form of drag, but it's not really labeled as a drag. A drag is really more so somebody who does it frequently. Somebody who does it every now and then, is, he said, Tim, is considered a cross-dresser.
Okay. Well, I do agree with that as well. We got to remember the whole label of butch queen and drag really comes from ballroom because of, you know, categories and stuff. But, you know, when we're asking the definition of drag itself, I don't know whose phone is that. We're not going to do the sound effects. I already promised Ms. Sharon we're not going to go through this. You know, we got to remember the whole definition of drag compared to butch queen and drag compared to cross dresses. But like I said, there's just so many different views on them. But Sean, what would you say butch queen and drag is?
Well, I agree with Naima, Mark, and Jason, and Vanna. You know, yeah, I mean, you have men who get up and, you know, put on a wig or whatever the case is. Like, if the ballroom scene, like, a category is called for butch queen up in drags, you know, you'll see him as a boy, but when that category comes, they're going to get up in their get-up and come out, you know, looking like a woman as close as possible or whatever, or if you're doing a drag show. So, yeah, but I pretty much agree with everyone.
Okay. Kelly?
I'm just listening.
Okay, so you're
going to
just stand by.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by.
You're on standby. Okay. Why you can't answer the question?
Listen, stop. Don't be coming at me, okay? It's my season, okay? I'm on standby. I'm on the computer, and I'm chatting with somebody, okay?
Damn.
Mind your chatting. Motherfucking neck, okay?
You know, Kelly.
We have guests tonight, Kelly. Kelly, we have guests.
Okay, we got guests. We got guests. But, baby, listen, I'm going to be me regardless. That's what makes me me.
Let me sign in on iChat.
Okay. You ain't got no MacBook, bitch, so I'm trying to see why you signing on iChat. Okay.
I have a mini.
Baby, I don't know what a drag queen is, baby, because these girls nowadays ain't drag queens, honey. Everybody's a femme queen or a transsexual. Nobody gets in and out of drags anymore.
I was going to get to that in a second. Let me ask Jay Rock his definition really quickly based on everybody's area. Everybody sees something different. So, Jay Rock, what would you say a butch queen and drag is?
A butch queen and drag in me, first of all, has to be a gay male that, you know, gets up in it or gets up in geesh or gets up in drag, but he has no feel, no surge. When he takes it off, he can just pass amongst the society as a male, not someone that looks like you may be getting dragged. No, it should be a gag factor to it, if you ask me, if it's a real butch queen. You know, somebody like Jamie Foxx and Tyler Perry, those are two butch queens up in drag.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you call them butch queens?
You call Tyler Perry a butch queen up in drag?
Yes, that's butch queen up in drag. Don't start with me.
No, he's not. He's a cross-dresser.
For a comedy.
So then in that case,
you're saying that so when the Twisters get in a wig and stuff, then they're actually a butch queen up in drag bogey.
That's camp drag, if you ask me.
No, that ain't camp drag. That's butch queen up in drag, like you just said. But, hell, wrong with you camp drag. Yes, especially if you run into the twist. That's crazy.
And when I say this is my, like you said, my definition, I feel like, okay, just like Madea. Madea is a funny character, but no shade. Madea looks like somebody's big, tall-ass grandmother, and he plays that part very well, just like a drag queen. A drag queen not going to go out there, well, some of them do, go out there with their regular voice, come on, what's up, what's going on, and all this drag, which some of them do, but they shouldn't. But that's a butch queen. When he take off all that Madea and everything, he's a man. He looks totally different. That's what I said. And he's a butch queen, so like I said.
But in the gay scene, he's considered a butch queen in drag. But, you know, out of the gay scene, they would call him a cross-dresser, you know.
But that's not what Jasmine asked. She said, what is a butch queen in drag? She would have said, what is the definition of a cross-dresser?
We can't really determine Tyler Perry a butch queen. I mean, I think pretty much all of us would say he might be gay, but we can't say it. But the word is butch queen in drag, so you got to think about our actual gay male. Like, we can't just...
Well, that's what I am. I said it.
So would you consider would you consider a like RuPaul a butch queen in drag?
Yes. Yes, that is the epitome of butch queen in drag because RuPaul takes it off and RuPaul looks like a nerdy man. But then when he puts on that drag, it's like bitch over.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So that is the epitome of butch queen in drag. You know, a gay male who gets in it but gets out of it and goes back to living their life as a male. But something that with no silicone and no surgery and no enhancements. But something that Kelly brought up and something I was going to piggyback off of with her is in this day and age now, we do have a lot of butch queens who live in drag. They're not up in drag just temporarily, but they're living their life as a female figure. They have not maybe started the enhancement yet. They've actually have had tight little bits of surgery, maybe like a nose job or maybe got their cheek pumped or something like that. But they have not, you know, taken those steps to fully enhance them, and they still have no, you know, no goal of being a woman, like having a sex change or anything like that. They just prefer to live their life as a woman. But, you know, what do you say about that, Naima? I'm just going to start off with Naima and Vanna, really. What do you say about those type of girls? You know, the girls that just, you know, don't really, they only peel out of them when they're home. And they go back to being norm, you know, being a guy. But they live their life. Maybe they even work among society as, you know, a girl. Or go to school as a girl. What do you really call those type of girls? Do you still call them a butch queen in drag? Or would you call them a transgender? What do you call them, Naima?
Well, do they? Are you saying that they have any type of work done, or they don't have no work done?
They really don't have no work done. They may have played with little teeny tiny things. We know the difference between major work and maybe popping some hormones to feel a little soft.
I guess I would call them like, hey, but you say they get out of it when they go home.
Of course, yeah. When they go home, they just let their beards grow, bitch, and they don't let their hair grow. They got facial hair. They got to shave every other day. This is how they live.
Well, that kind of sounds like me when I come home and take my guilt off, but I still got my implants on. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I guess.
God. What?
Oh,
no.
So I had to make a joke, honey. But,
don't open that door, honey.
I guess not too much. I guess I would say androgyny, but I guess androgyny would be like you would be in somewhat of a character all the time, but you wouldn't be dragged. See, androgyny is somebody like
Prince
they
is androgynous.
Huh?
Prince is androgynous. Prince is the key factor.
Yeah, Prince. Yeah, somebody like Prince will be androgynous, like you wear the little heels, a little tight clothes, Connie, like little paint or something like that, but not quite drag, but borderline. So when you say Jasmine that they're drags during the daytime, but come in the house, I mean, I guess they would. Well, see, that's not part time anymore. So I mean, I would still kind of call them androgynous / maybe drags. I don't know. Because if they're getting up in the morning, they give me very frequencies. Because, I mean, I slightly give that. But I just take off my gilda. I mean, but I don't fully peel. I still be in, like, bra and panties. But I just take off my gilda when I come in the house.
Okay.
And a lot of what?
Excuse me, Sean?
Well, first of all.
This is where it starts getting real deep. Vonna, what is your opinion on that? What do you say about these girls?
Some girls
won't
try me.
I definitely feel that they're still a butch queen in drag. To me, when I learned about transition and all of that, you know, to become a girl, or not a girl, to become a femme queen, you were, you know, you had to work off, you altered your body to become a girl. And altering your cheeks or altering your butt is not becoming a girl, because I know butch queens that have butts and cheeks and everything else. It is the enhancement of a female. So whether you peel, whether you stay in all day, but you never peel out, but you never do anything to enhance it, to me, you're always the butch queen drag, to me personally.
Okay. Kelly, you don't want to say nothing, do you? Because you're talking.
No, I'm good.
Good job.
So would you say...
Y'all can't take me, Miss Thang? I'm feeling there's some tension with the other girls on the phone. Miss Thang, y'all can't shake me. I'm just here. I'm just listening, honey. If I feel that I need something to say, I will come in and I will address y'all, Miss Thang. Okay, let me get my OG Mac on. It's my time to shine for the next 20-something days.
Yeah. All right, so what would you say... I'm just asking, you know, because I have an opinion on it, but I'm just asking. I know that sometimes it's very expensive, you know, Lord knows it's very expensive, to go through the, you know, the whole procedure as far as, you know, medication for enhancement, surgery for enhancement, different things that you have to do, electrolysis or laser for facial hair and body hair, things of that sort. It's a very... very, very expensive lifestyle as you try to transition or you go through the transition. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. Would you say that maybe sometimes that is, you know, the reason that stops a lot of girls from continuing because they cannot afford it, so this is the best that they can do, is getting their hair done, getting their nails and their feet done, but shaving every day and everything, but at the end of the evening, that's the furthest that they can go. Would you still consider them a butch queen and drag, or would you start allowing them to be a femme queen because they still are living their life as a woman, but they just haven't had a chance because of money to enhance it? What would you still call those girls, Naima and Vana?
Let me tell you something, okay? Those girls, 9 times out of 10, they know another girl where they can go and get them a gallon of silicone or fake silicone for about $200. So
okay, but we're in a day and age where we're watching this on TV. People are dying from it. People are going to jail. And a lot of this, one thing I can say about this generation is that they're very observant. And some of them is like, no, I'm not going to do it. Now, a few years ago, the girls would always do it. Everybody was piggyback. Oh, who did your cheeks? Oh, bitch, I'm going to get my cheeks done. Everybody had the same fucking cheeks. Everybody had the same fucking titties, because everybody was going to see the same motherfucking mad doctors and mad scientists. Bottom line is now we're in a day and age where we see these young butch queen and drags that live their life this way, but because of money, they just cannot move forward. Would you still allow them to be called a femme queen, or would you still have to consider them a butch queen and drag?
Well, and they had no seal, no surge, no type of work, but they just, I mean, if they take the hormones, then I guess the hormones will cross them over to be, and if they stay like that every single day with the hair, I guess they probably would be considered a femme queen, because the hormones would be the deal breaker for me, because you have a difference between socks and pecs, and then a little bit of tit or moan tit, you know what I'm saying, up there. So if you go, I mean, some of them still put socks up there. Even they got tits. But if they not flat chested and they fleshy and they soft or whatever like that, and, you know, weave and hair and, you know, whatever is given, then, yeah, I guess I would consider them a femme queen.
Or a junior femme queen.
Or a junior femme queen, yeah. Yeah, junior, because there's no work done. Mm-hmm.
Vana, would you agree?
I can agree to the junior femme queen word. I still cannot call them a full-fledged. I'm even getting out of the ballroom term. I still cannot consider them a transgender girl, because just because you're dressing up, at the end of the day, a transgender woman, it's hard for them to just change over again. It's hard for you to say fuck my titties, fuck this, fuck that. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna peel out. It's hard to do that. But when you're a junior femme queen or a girl who has not, you know, started a transition, you can just, you know, you can pay it. You can wake up tomorrow and say, I'm over this, I'm paying it, and I'm done, and it's okay. So the junior femme queen, if you want to use in ballroom terms, is fine. But if, when it goes to, you know, the regular terminology of what we should use a textbook, you know, it's still very a cross-dresser set. No shade.
Okay. All right. Before I go to the boys about the boys, you know, the boy drag, let me go to a caller because some of them are sitting there and I don't want them to lose their little thoughts. So, private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, panel? Basically, I think a butch queen in drag is, in my opinion, it's a man, a gay person in the ballroom scene that gets dressed up in drag and has no fill, no surge, none of that. And as far as this might be a little bit off topic and on topic, the ballroom scene is criticized for a lot of things, but as a gay person, we really look down in, like, the gay community at the girls, and I'm one of the guys that celebrate the girls. That's why I go to balls, and I think it's really an amazing thing that in the ballroom scene, we are actually celebrating the girls in that community, because in the gay world, we actually kind of marginalize them. You don't see too many girls at, you know, regular gay bars, and in the ballroom scene, that's what it was built around. So a lot of the terms that we're using, like femme queens and butch queens, that really is for, like, ballroom. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. I do agree, though, when it comes to where the ballroom created and originated from, it wasn't really from femme queens. It was from butch queens and drag. A lot of the showgirls and stuff. 443-691, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? I got a question. Is Vonna a transgender woman?
Oh, I am.
You say you are?
I am.
Okay. But for Jasmine, I want to say if someone lived their life every day as a female and they go to work and school as a female and when they come home they might pill out, it's really not about them getting surgery done. It's about how they feel inside, because transgender is not a physical thing. It's a mental thing. So I think that's one thing that people need to realize. It's not about if you had surgery done. I think some transgenders can afford to get it done at the time, but eventually I think they do plan to get it. But even if they don't and they want to keep the equipment that they were born with, it's still about how they feel inside. So it's a mental thing and not a physical thing. So transgender woman is not because you get some seal surge.
No, I will give you half of that. I believe that it is a dual. I believe they play hand in hand, because if you are technically a transgender woman or you technically see yourself as a girl, you can never. It's uncomfortable for you to keep looking in the mirror and seeing something that you feel that you're not. So that's when the transition comes into play. It is definitely a mental thing, but it's definitely also a physical thing. They go very much hand in hand, definitely with me being a transgender woman and looking in the mirror every day and experience it, not from a male's point of view, but from my own.
Right. I think all transgender do want to eventually get that done, but I think, like, nowadays they do want to take their time and not get the black market surgery done. So they take their time, and to get the real surgery is not cheap. And a lot of transgenders are discriminated against, so they can't get employment and afford that unless they, you know, get the illegal
money.
That's
no excuse anymore. You have too many rights. If a transgender woman, honestly, to me, if a transgender woman does not want to get a job now or does not want to go to school or does not want to do something to better themselves today, then that's really something that is a choice that they're making. Because
no,
me as a transgender woman,
that wasn't what I said. I said that it's hard for them to seek employment. I'm a gay man.
It's
my sister's a transgender woman. It's very hard for people to seek employment. Transgenders only have protection under employment law. It's not federal. It's only state by state, and it's only like 6 states that protect transgender from being discriminated against. So if your employer fire you in like Virginia for being transgender, you can't do anything about that. They don't have to hire you
because
you're transgender.
It's not that difficult.
That was to say an infeminate man will go through the same thing. Gays are not protected under a lot of those rights either, but the guys still get up and do it, whether they're infeminate or not. If it's a choice that you make and it's a thing that you want to do, you make a way to do it. It's not having an excuse to do it. You make a way to do it. It's a difference.
It's not having an excuse. It's reality. I'm a gay man. I got fired from my job for being a gay man. I'm fighting that now in court. And I'm letting you know, in Maryland, where I live, gay men are protected by that. But I still was fired. That's why I'm going to court. But in many states, it's only 12 states that protect gay men, because it's not a federal law. It's a state-by-state law. So it's really still difficult for people who are considered a minority or live an alternative life to still seek employment. And yes, some transgender people and gay people are lucky, and they might not have to face that, but many of us still do.
Do you also know that there's a lot of programs that will help you out with name changes, hormones? I can tell you clinics in almost all 50 states that will give you things for free, that will give you assistance to do things inside of your transgender. I know endocrinologists that will do it in a lot of different states. Like I said, it's an excuse. It's an excuse because people want to say it's hard, it's different, I don't want to fight this hard, I don't want to do this. If you want something in life, whether it's transgenderism, a job, or whatever it is, if you fight hard enough for it, you would obtain it. No obstacle will come against you for it.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Y'all done lift the phone lines up, and I can see this show is about to be about Femme Queens, and we are not going to keep this about Femme Queens. This is about Between and Drag. But really quickly, I'm going to go down the line of all these numbers, but I still want to get to the main court of Between and Drag and all the other ones and the other activities that are being done with them that they know good and goddamn well shouldn't. 347-533, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the thing with the girls who, like, just, like, they'll be in drag for, like, years and years and years, and, like, won't moan or whatever. A lot of them do that because, like, a lot of the girls don't want to craft or, like, escort or whatever, and, like, the procedures can be really expensive. Because, like, I know, like, a lot of girls in New York do it like that. Like, they'll just be, like, in drag, like, 4+ years, like, won't take up their hormones or whatever. But I don't think it makes them any less of a transgender woman. But, I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay, thank you, caller. 202-696, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, it's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
I think the girl on RuPaul's Drag Race actually said it best when she said drag is an art form and being transgendered or being trans is like, you know, your life. And I think the moment when a male decides that he wants to come to terms with, you know, who they believe they are in their body, that's when you become trans. So if you stay in drags, you are technically, you'd be trans, but for ballroom terminology, we've defined it by hormones and seal and surge and things like that. But in everyday, you know, think about, you know, the homosexual community, not necessarily ballroom scene, we consider drag queens those that maybe, you know, do drag shows or cross-dressers that are doing it for some form of entertainment. And those who are living their lives as women, they really feel as though they're trans and they're actually changing thoroughly the actual definition of trans. That's all I had to say.
Thank you so much, Marcus. 917-693, you're on the air.
Hey, Dad, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
How are you?
Hey,
Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry, y'all. I got kind of called in late. I just want to comment on a couple of things. And no one take it personal, but Vanna, it's very hard when you are gay male, when you are a drag queen or transsexual trying to find work, especially in New York, in the tri-state area. It's very, very hard. And when people say, oh, it's not hard, you're going to keep trying, when they know that you are homosexual or gay, it's twice as hard. Now, I don't know in your state, but in the state of New York State, it's an employee at will, which means they can fire you at their own will, providing that they don't discriminate. So let's say they know that you are homosexual. They won't fire you because you're gay. They'll make up some other excuse. They'll say, oh, we're downsizing due to the economy, and they'll let you go. And God forbid, if you are a male and you become a trainee while you're working for them, you can best believe they'll let you go But they won't say we find you because you're gay or you're transsexual. They'll make up another excuse.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something,
okay.
Keisha?
Huh?
Keisha. I mean, honestly, why can't...
I was thinking maybe because I had it on all night, maybe that's why my neck is hurting. I don't know.
Oh. Oh, Keisha.
Sean, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh.
Some people actually are downsizing. Some people actually do want to let you go. So that way, you know, because maybe it's seasonal or maybe I'm not saying that they don't fire you for being gay. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes people actually are firing you for the reasons that they say they're firing you for. It's not always about
saying
gay.
Let me say this real quick. It was hard for women. It was hard for black people. It was hard for black men. It was hard. A lot of ethnic groups, a lot of different stereotypical groups or whatever classification you want to put them there. It was hard for them to do certain things. They overcame them because they wanted to. Because someone told them no, they did not stop knocking. Because someone told them no, they didn't stop pushing. And that's the only thing that I'm saying when it comes to transgender. Because once they told you no, doesn't mean that it's no permanently for you, or that you have to give up the hope, or that you have to do this. And everybody is saying, you know, they're giving all these excuses why it could be so hard. But guess what? When it was hard for me, I packed up and I moved. I packed up because I knew I had to do what was best for me, not what was best for my family, not what was best for my cousin or even my girlfriend. I did what was best for me. And that's what people have to understand, that just because something is hard or because someone tells you no, that doesn't mean that it is the final answer. And that's what it seems, and that's what everybody sees with transgender. I am not only transgender, I'm transgender with a felony record. As long as most of you guys name on this phone, I'm still able to find employment, I'm still able to find housing, I'm still able to, because I don't listen to no. I push forward. I know what I want in my life, I know the change I want, so I push forward to that mark. Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute. Okay. I just want to chime in real quick because I don't want this to go where it's going, but I just need to chime in because after having to take human resources classes and living in Maryland, which is the at-will state where they can fire you, when it comes to situations where they're saying that they let you go because they were downsizing, you have to pay very close attention to those situations, because if they let you go because they were downsizing and then you check the paper and the same job that they fired you for, they now have an ad in the paper for that same position that they just let you go for because they said they were downsizing, those are type situations where you have to say, okay, what was I really fired for? If you're let go from your job because the week before you had an evaluation and they told you everything that you were doing was really good and you have all those things in writing, and then all of a sudden you decided because of your lifestyle or something of that nature they let you go, then those are the issues that you have to. But you cannot use your sex, your sexual orientation, as a way of being discriminated against. Now, in some cases, yes, you can, but not in every case. So before this turns into a human resources or why I can't find employment type thing, because I don't think that's what this night was about, I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jason. All right, let me go to some of the other callers so we can get to the topic, really back to the topic. 954-588, you're on the air. 954-588.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
I'm Tamika. Hello. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
My name is Tamika. I'm located in Florida. I'm one of those drags that are in between. I'm one of the drags that, yeah, I'm a boy and I take it all. And I want to answer the question where it says the four of us who go to a transsexual. Most of us don't want to go to a transsexual.
Tamika, hold on a second. Whoever is in pot, sticks and pots and pans and stuff, can you please mute your phone, because we can hear all that and we can't hear Tamika. Hi, Tamika. It's Jasmine. How are you, sweetie? Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. No problem. I just wanted to
answer the question on transitioning
to a transsexual woman or transgender. I'm one of those drags that don't want to. I live my life as a butch queen gay male that does drag in the ballroom scene here in Florida. I don't see myself as becoming a woman, or because me being feminine the way I am and the way I look as a boy and like as a girl, it's no need to actually go to that next step for me, because I look very fishy at that sometimes, depending if, like you said, hair grows in, you get a mustache, a beard, I do all of that. I shave every day. But for my look, no, for my look, I'm content with having that illusion that I can be a witch queen boy and then being a stunning, full-figured, curvy girl. That's my kick of it all. It's not necessary as all the witch queens in drag actually want to become women, because we don't. I like Tiffany. Well, that's what I call my thing, Tiffany. So I'm not going to get it cut off. I'm not going to change it, because I like living my life as both. One is Tamika, another one is, you know, Mike. So basically that's
so in society you consider yourself a butch, you still consider yourself a butch queen?
Well, I live 24 hours, my W-2, my whole life is structured under Mike. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tamika, for sharing that.
Hold up, Tamika.
Yes.
Tamika, you good? Okay, you say, I just want to, where is your, is that how you talk when you're a butch queen? Because that voice is cut.
Yes, it sounds like it's a butch queen.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
Thank you so much,
sweetie.
No problem.
215-460, you're on the air. I'm not dealing with a whole bunch of noise as soon as y'all come on the air. Child, y'all all these numbers. 443-691, you're back on the air.
One more thing, Nirvana. She said that, I know it's not about transgender, I just want to say this. She said that once a transgender head know, they should keep going and they should, you know, she said she had to move, but should she have to move to become who she is? She should be able to stay in the state that she is with her friends and family and live her life happily like everyone else should be able to live their life. That's all I wanted to say.
Was that Nick? I don't know who that is, child. 267-701, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hello. It's Dippy.
Hey.
How you doing? So,
fine, how are you?
I don't know. I'm just chiming. I'm good. I'm a butch queen up in drag. I live my life, you know, like as a man, but I get up in them for the balls and sometimes for my personal, you know, social entertainment. And I don't know. I feel like butch queen up in drag is a different definition for everybody, just like trade, you know, being a trade is a different definition for everybody. I like the fact that I can maneuver between the two. When I'm a girl, I'm the cunt. I can get on SEFTA and ride public transportation and X, Y, and Z. But when I want to be a piece of trade and let my hair grow and drop my voice and make it deep and all of that shit, I can do that as well. And I think that that's, for me, the enjoyment of being a butch queen up in drags is the fact that I can do both. I don't want to be a full-time woman because I guess for me, I'm nervous that I'm going to wake up the next day and want to be a man. You know what I mean? And vice versa. And I think for me, being a butch queen up in drags, that's the whole magic. That's the whole experience. It's the fact that you can be what you want to be, you know, at any given time. And that's just my thought.
You had somebody ask me to ask you to drop your voice.
Oh, I mean, this is just what I sound like when I feel like dropping my voice.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, it's like I said, it's the fun for me. And, you know, I'm going to post my pictures in the group so people can see.
And you know what, Jasmine, that makes me think, like, that makes me think because, you know, for a butch queen, you know, who's just into butch queens, what about the butch queens who get up in drags and they don't tell you, but they coming to hook up and stuff like that?
Yeah,
baby.
There's no offense to
no butch queens on this line or anywhere. That's exactly why I fuck around.
I live for how she just turned it like that, bitch. What y'all get?
She turned it.
She would gag the shit out of somebody's house. She was a train one night and then wake up and give her a gag tag. You just been had by a drag.
That's what I can't wait for us to get to, honey.
We're about to get to that. Dippy, I want to say thank you so much for opening the category for me right now. It's good hearing from you. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye, love.
Let me get to one more caller really quickly, and then we're going into that. 704-287, you're on the air. 704-287, you're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Caller, I'm sorry I hung up on you because you weren't saying nothing. just going to have to call back. I'm sorry. It took too long. 757-604, you're on the air.
How you doing? This is Kim Carter. Hi, everybody.
Oh, yes.
So you were talking about everybody was talking about today?
Huh?
You're the Kim Carter they were talking about today?
Right, that's me.
Okay, Kim, what's up?
I was pretty much calling because I had heard a couple of people say the stuff about work. But what if you are a butch queen? You're actually a butch queen up in drag and have work, but you're real as both, regardless of the work or not.
Give me an example. So you're saying that you have titties?
Me.
Well, a person can have titties and body.
No, I don't. No, it don't have titties. I don't have titties and I don't moan, but I do. I I've been doing drag for 10 years. I'm not an amateur at it at all. So for me to have a little silicone here and there, but I still live my life as a boy, how am I a film queen, but I live my life as a boy? That's what I don't understand when people keep saying I'm a film queen.
Well, I think they're basing you being a film queen on having a silicone, but I don't think that that makes you a film queen. I just think it just...
No,
that's
not.
I think it makes you somebody with silicone.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, too. But it's just been a big issue. Like, a lot of... I've heard people say that I get chopped and all that, this and all that. But back when I was walking, maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I was walking and winning, when I actually had the silicone, it wasn't an issue. But now that I'm getting it removed, or I've got most of it removed, face-wise, anyway, it's becoming an issue. And people
so
are bringing it up.
When you were walking a few years ago, were you walking with the work that you had done to your body?
Mm-hmm. To say it again, to my body?
Yeah, when you were walking a few years ago and winning, were you walking with, you know, silicone and enhancements to your body?
Yes, I was. And I was winning and playing. There was never an issue.
Okay, what category were you walking?
It was drag realness.
Okay, well,
I actually had to stop for a 3-year period because of the silicone process removal, because I was, you know, Shay, I was, you know, it's a process, and, you know, when you have a surgery, you got to chill. So in that process, and then now when I come back and I get me a Facebook page and stuff, now all of a sudden everybody's saying stuff about silicone, but y'all won't say, people wasn't saying nothing about that in the past. That's what I don't understand.
Where were you walking at?
I actually walked, oh, my God. I walked in New York. I didn't win in New York, but I did process. But I have walked. I walked in, of course, in my state, Richmond, Virginia, D.C., New Jersey, Atlanta. I walked everywhere.
Okay, so what enhancements did you have done to your body that you were walking between in drag categories?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I got my my boy hole seal, and I also got my cheek pump. But at the same time, as far as my cheeks, I got most of that taken care of, and then of course having to add volume with fat, that still, you know, makes it look cunt. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I post up a picture when I first started doing drag, you'll see that I had fat cheeks anyway, and I can do that when we get off the phone.
Well, this is my opinion based on my judging, and I've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
If you stood in front of me. And I had to pick, like, I'm sitting here and I'm judging you. Let's say it's Butch Queen and Drag realness. And I'm judging you, someone who has enhanced their facial features or certain parts of their body And now I'm judging the next person who I know I see in the village all the time as a boy, a schoolboy, a pretty boy, or whatever, and I'm seeing them now with hats, with socks or balloons as titties, with makeup and, you know, contouring their face to give you cheekbones and
right.
all that stuff. I'm going to have to give it to that child because that
right.
child did not take any of those procedures done. I would have to chop it. And that's just because
Devin,
you haven't done it for yourself.
You said you have
Devin,
to
wait,
the other girl.
Wait a minute. Just a second. Kim, can you explain what you had done to the callers that don't understand what boy pockets are? Because we have callers that are, we have listeners and people in the inbox that want to know, don't know what we're saying. So can you give a brief definition of what that was that you had done? Or Jasmine, can you give a brief definition of what he had
done?
Yeah,
I don't think I'll be able to break it down.
No, go ahead. Let them know what boy pockets are.
Well, to me, all I can say, because I don't know how to break it down in a way that they can explain it, but all I know is that when I used to, like, you know, my butt, it just wasn't, I had a little, when you squeeze your legs together and you know, that little sad part right there on your butt, it's like a little indent. So I just got that, you know, got that filled out. That's all I know what to say.
So you feel, okay, now let me ask you this question. Did you fill it out to enhance your butt for a feminine look or for even a masculine look or just because you just didn't like the way your butt was?
Honestly, and I'm going to be real with you, for real, some real shit. I actually got it enhanced because I was going through a lot of stuff mentally. So as I was going through the stuff with my face, I felt like I need some type of enhancement. So that's honestly what made me go and do it, but it wasn't to become a woman because I'm not going to be a woman. And the reason why is because I feel as though if I don't want a pussy, there's no need for me to get titties because I don't want to have a penis when I get old because I don't want to be sucking a dick when I'm 60. So pretty much I'm not, and I don't want no pussy. So I'm not going to be a girl. So I already know that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, there you go. You have someone here, and nobody's attacking him or anything like that, but you have someone here that has, when you did all this enhancement to yourself, again, I guess I have to get a little clarity on it. Were you doing it for the competition of ballroom? Were you doing
it
for
the ballroom?
Oh, no,
ma'am, not at all for the ballroom.
Girl?
Like you know, just like how you didn't know me. I came to balls when I wanted to come to balls, and that's how I do now. I come to balls when I want to come to balls. I got it because, like you said, and I was listening. It was crazy. I'm a money maker, so I got it to enhance my money. I felt like I fucked my face up, so that's why I had to give me a little ass. It ain't had nothing to do with the ball.
Okay, so it wasn't really for the ball, but it was still for the illusion.
For the illusion, right? So I could turn around and I had to stab you in that picture.
Okay, so it was for the illusion of a female. Or to try to be as perfect as a female
exactly.
For your client. Okay.
Right.
So
and then when
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry for cutting you off. But I gotta have it to do that. But when I had all my surgeries and stuff, I actually go as a boy and have my surgeries and get this shit out. Like you know, I actually went as a boy to have all that type stuff done. But as far as my body. I got that done and just said, make me a nice little fat ass. And for real, y'all seen the video. It ain't bad.
Okay. We understand. I mean, you know, there you go.
But am I? So what am I? Am I the lead of my own or someone else in the same situation that I'm in?
Okay,
and they're going to come behind me and to try to say, there's a lot of between up and drags that out of drag, and that's not real as a boy, but it's also some out there that's real as a boy and real as a girl, and it's and just because you're real as a girl and serving these film queens, y'all can't try to put them in that film queen category, because say like if I start walking film queen realness, what I'm supposed to do, bring a boy picture and say, I'm walking film queen realness, look at my boy picture, this is how I live my life, score, because I can do that.
This is my, and it goes back to I'm old school. I go based on what the way I was brought up, the way I was taught, the way I did it in the beginning. I look at a femme queen, when it comes to categories, we're just speaking about ballroom categories, I look at a femme queen as a woman who now lives her life as, well, a person who is living their life now as a woman, an everyday woman. They're living, you know, adapting to society, to fit into society. That is what, you know, and that's waking up, going to bed. This is what you are doing. You are a woman. You have taken the enhancements, either the medication, you have went through the process. You are now doing this. You are a transsexual. You are a transgender woman. That is my definition of that. If you're not doing that, then you should not be walking some queen category. But then it goes to the whole butch queen and drag category. To me, my definition of a butch queen and drag is a butch queen who is getting in drag. He has not enhanced himself. He has not taken any medication. He has not done anything to his body. As a matter of fact, I mean, there has been great debate on should it just be a wig or, you know, even if you get a sew-in or all the rest of that stuff, you should be chopped. I don't agree with that sometimes, but bottom line is, I really miss the category, the original category, when they used to come out as a boy. It'd be like the first category, you come out as a boy, you stand in there as a boy, and then maybe in the second half, you're now coming out as a girl. That's what we really miss. We don't see that no more at all.
They actually had that in D.C., but I was back there drunk and I didn't miss the category. But I was actually there, and I was there as a boy, but I still came back up in them. I posted a picture of me as a boy, but I didn't take no pictures because I felt like I shouldn't even have got dressed. But I got dressed anyway. And but I was there, and I was as a boy. As a matter of fact, Pearl saw me, and so did, whatchamacallit, the villain. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, Jack.
Okay.
I don't know if they knew who I was, but
they
act like they knew who I was.
Okay. Well, let me get to some of these callers. A lot of people are pressing one because we're now getting to a different level of topic. But I'm going to put you on hold, Kim, and I want to say thank you for sharing with us. Let me get to some of y'all really quickly, and then I want to go into some of the different levels of butch queen and drag. 347-314, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Jason, Mark, Fauna, and Naima. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, let me say this. I called in when what is her name? She was talking about I can't remember. When Keisha was talking about finding a place, you know, how to work and stuff. And then I heard what Kim Carter said. Jasmine, since you are in Florida, I know you've seen a lot of the pageant girls. A lot of those girls live their lives as boys. They have silicone enhancement to their face. They have silicone enhancement to their bodies, but they go to work out of drag every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the ballroom scene changed the meaning of being a femme queen, a transgender, and being a butch queen up in drag, because you have some femme queens who have worked, but they still carry themselves as men.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what makes it confusing.
See, a lot of people keep putting emphasis on work. I don't look at work as what makes you a woman or not a woman. Even a girl that I know, girls that are that I consider full-blood queens that moan. So, you know, they're throwing their body naturally, but it's still an enhancement. It's still a transition. Just to sit there day and night, and, you know, and dress up, and then, you know, peel. To me, that's the butch queen term. If people are getting confused, what I'm saying, hormones to me are an actual hormone regimen, whether it's a black market regimen or a doctor regimen. And you're doing this every day, and you're consistently training, you're consistently doing something. That could be still a transition. Silicone or breast doesn't make you the woman. It's the mental and the actual that I'm changing, and not that I want to go back to be a boy tomorrow or I'm growing a mustache for this week. That, to me, is not a femme queen. That's a butch queen and drag.
I think to me the ballroom scene has blurred the lines of what a transgender woman is. That's what I'm saying. Because you have breasts and ass doesn't make you a woman. It's a state of mind. I've had this discussion all the time. It's a state of mind. It's how you carry yourself, what you perceive yourself to be. Because, like I said, you have some of them that still act and carry themselves as men all the time. Big-ass titties, wide-ass hips, and they act like a full-blown nigga.
Ooh.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I know down here, like Alexis said, down here, in, especially in the pageant world, you do see a lot of the girls. But like I said, they do it for entertainment purposes.
Right.
You know, they have enhanced themselves, you know, because it just gives you that pageantry look, you know, the breasts, the body, and all the rest of that stuff. You know, and but you know, when you go to that dressing room, or when they're coming out with their bags after that show was over with, it was very, just like Dippy was talking, it was very, you know, very hard, and which, you know, it's the case. I think it was Kelly that came down one time. I don't remember if it was Kelly or something. We had went to the club, and there was this child in there. She had a bald head. And her titties were pushed up, and oh, she had breasts and everything, looking like the only cunt. But baby, when you got outside, you seen everything. You know, she was just a man. You know, they just do that. Somebody's telling me something. Okay, all right. But yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Alexis.
And then you have. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, ballroom has definitely changed a lot, you know, of the definitions of the way we look at things, so.
Yeah, I think you have some femme queens that are, I don't even know how to word it, like, you have femme queens that are just, they're real. They want to be real as rain. And then you have femme queens that are just for the pageants and anything else that they do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a different look, you know, between a femme queen that does pageants and a femme queen that just live their life and as a woman have a 9-to-5. So it's a difference with that too. So.
I mean, don't get me wrong, because we all have our moments when we want to cut up and let our, you understand, and have fun. But you have some, you can just, they just do it for fun. It's not that stuff. It's not what they really want to be. And a lot of times I have learned that the scene has made people transform from being a butch queen to a full-blown woman, and that person is upset in their head. They're not mentally stable. They're not mentally ready to accept the things that comes along with making this transition.
Yeah, those are the ones that do it for, you know, competition and stuff. It pushes them, like, oh, bitch, she came out here with bigger titties than me, so next time I'm gonna serve that bitch. And, you know,
I'm not even saying that, Jasmine. I'm saying as far as, say, for instance, somebody decided to get up and drag today for Kiki. So, oh, girl, you eating it, you're tearing it, you're wet, you know, and, girl, maybe I do look cute. And then the next thing you know, her homegirl is telling her, huh, girl, take this. This is going to make you look even more fishier. You know, so now she's making this transition unwillingly and not even mentally prepare herself for everything that there is to come with it.
That's why you have to have your own mind and be a leader and not a follower. So
That's easier said than done. Let me tell you, peer pressure is the biggest pressure that you have to deal with, because when you have nobody else, if you don't have anybody else, your family is turning back on you, whatever, because your lifestyle, and all you have is your friends that you consider to be cool, so then you just keep going with the flow, you know. And like Keisha said, like Vonna and Keisha were saying earlier, you know, a lot of times we take, the first time we go out to look for a job, we take the first response to snow. We get mad, we throw up an ad. It's a cop out. That's just how I feel. A lot of people don't want to put forth, I've said this before, a lot of people don't want to put forth invest in their craft, so to speak.
$500
worth of hair, huh?
No, I was going to say something based on
I'm sorry, Jasmine, but there are some girls who don't need to do all of that. All they need to do is just moan, and that's it, and keep it moving. Keep the hair done and all that. Don't even have to paint.
What I'm saying is you have girls that would rather spend $500 on hair and versus $100 to get their name changed. You have girls that would spend $2,500 to get a set of implants versus getting their credit cleaned or to, you know, anything. We tend to invest in the wrong things in our life, and I'm guilty of it. I can say, you know, I'm not pointing no fingers at nobody because I've done that in my day. But you know, it's all an investment. If this is what you want to do, then you should invest in it wholeheartedly.
I agree with that, because if you're going to do it, do it right. I definitely agree with that.
All right. I want to say, let me get to some of these other people really quickly, and then I'm changing this up. So I'm only going to two callers right now. Where did you go, girl? I'm going to two callers right now, or one caller. Marcus, were you trying to come back on? Y'all got to excuse me because I'm trying to control a switchboard and everything at one time. 704-287, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. I just wanted to speak on the whole Butch Queen Up and Drag issue. Respectfully, what Kim Carter is saying, it makes a lot of sense. For one, you have to realize everybody wants something totally different out of this whole spectrum. When you think of somebody being a Butch Queen and Drag, that's only pretty much centered around the ballroom scene. When you go to a job, you can go as a male figure, as a female figure. You can't present yourself in that place and say, well, I'm a butch queen in drag. You're either going to be identified as a male or as a female. And I understand there has been a lot of talk about people not being able to get jobs. To a certain degree, yes, that is from the business aspect, but it's also a personal responsibility. You have to find that trend and say to yourself, can I hold a job? If you're not making that business money, they're not going to keep you. There are plenty of transgenders that do work, and they make their companies money. Barack Obama has a transgender in his cabinet, so you can't say, well, because I'm a transgender, I can't get a job. It depends on you personally. Secondly, again, everybody gets something completely different out of getting up in drag. Me personally, I am more of a plus-size person. So I do go to school as a girl, but respectfully, being as I do work for General Motors, I just basically go in there with cornrows. But at the same time, I've been there going on 6 years. They know Tierra's in there, and they leave it alone. Tierra's making their money. So that's the end of that story. But at the same time, you have to look at it for what you want, and don't let nobody ever stigmatize you and say, well, because you're on hormones, you're a femplant. I've never taken a hormone a day in my life, but, yes, I can be just as passable as a transsexual who has had all the work and all the surgery, because to a certain degree, being a transsexual does start from the mind. If you train yourself every day to say, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm a woman, eventually it's going to pan out and everybody's going to see it.
Is that here, Ebony?
I am. Hey, Mark.
Let me say this. Have you, Jasmine, for instance, okay, for those who haven't had a job, who can't get a job, have they thought about being their own boss? Have they thought about going into a field where you're your own, you know, your own boss? Have they thought about going and doing hair? Have they thought about being a freelance makeup artist? I mean, there's opportunities for everybody.
You are absolutely correct. There are so many things.
But what if people don't have those kind of gifts? What if people don't have those kind of gifts? You know, some people are just not talented in that way. Some people just can't be nobody else's boss.
And you're absolutely correct.
Okay,
one thing, as Vonna said, there are resources out here. You can always go to public places and say, look, I am a transgender. Do you not know how many people would honestly take in transgenders just to push them through school, just to add credibility to their company to say, we don't discriminate. We have a transgender.
Yeah,
we take her to go to school.
On that one.
You have to be dedicated enough to do it and say, okay, I'm going to be their token. If they're going to give it to me, let me do it.
I agree with you. All right, thank you so much, Paula, and I'm not taking no more calls. Let me go to Marcus because you keep pressing one. After Marcus, I'm not taking no more calls for a minute. Marcus, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. Thanks to everybody, and then as the topic changed, I would take my hand down. But just to kind of get back to the topic, when someone says a butch queen and drag, like they have a problem with the ones that are 24 hours per se, but they still identify as drag, how do we know they're not coming out of drag? You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody was always at the club or every time you saw them in the street, they were in drags, but the ability to peel out is possible. So, like, if they got in the shower, if they took their, you know, wig off and whatever off and then their, you know, their tuck off, they're a boy, right? So why would it be a problem? I think the ballroom has kind of made this really difficult because in pageantry, you see what we call drag queens and femme queens, you know, competing against each other at all times, and it's never an issue.
That is true.
Ricky.
Okay.
I
think The rule came from
I think when you came out to the club, if you were in out to the club all the time up in it or out, you know, to a ball every time up in it, that's when they considered you 24/7. I mean, because nobody knows what you're doing personally. But if every time somebody saw you was up in drag, it's like, oh, she's a 24-hour girl. So that's when they was like, well, you need to come out as a boy or you need to, you know.
Vonna, you're back. Yeah. Who's playing a game?
Something. Somebody playing something.
But they don't want to mute their phone. Like, why are you doing that? That's like kind of being rude. All right. Sorry, y'all. I'm changing this up a little bit because we did this. It'll just go on forever. I want to talk about the other type of butch queen and drag.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the one that, not the ones that are doing it for the lifestyle, not the ones that are doing it for entertainment purposes, not the ones that are doing it for the category, but I want to talk about the ones, and not even really the ones that do it for the money. I want to talk about the boys who like to play in women's clothing. I want to talk about the ones who, kind of in no disrespectful manner, but like the ones who just kind of do it because they want to do it. They want to get up in it 1 minute and, you know, for whatever reason, quote unquote, maybe sexual escapade. But then, you know, 1 minute they feel in pussy and they want to, you know, want to feel like fun and all the rest of this stuff and come get all this dick, you know, come get all this, you know, want all this dick and stuff. And then the next minute they're peeling out of it and they're kicking it to you as a boy, you know, acting like they all into all this and that. And come to find out they got wigs and everything all underneath their bed and their closet and they got makeup all up in their drawers and stuff. You know, what do you say about those types of butch queen and drag? We see them in a lot of the pictures. They sitting there as boys selling sex, all these sex siren pictures and shit like that. And then they got, instead of all these little dick nude pictures, there's always this one little picture of them that kind of leaks out that they have in the mirror with full geesh on, full makeup on, and all the rest of that stuff. What do you say about that? What do you call those types of fellas?
Child.
Naima.
I say they're trying, and those be the ones that get in drag, they want to have the trade that the girls be having that only will have the girls, but they want to get in and have them. And then you, and those same ones will get in there and get up in drag because they're lazy. Since they live their lives as men, because they are men, they just want to put on a hair and a guild and want to be lazy and go be a prostitute. I don't use them. And I know a few of them like that.
Mark?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't really feel
any type of way about it. I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do.
So if you were talking to a guy, let's say you're talking to some piece of trade or whatever for, you know, a couple of weeks or whatever, and you come to find out, you find some pictures on his phone, or you go to his house and you go in his bathroom and you find a makeup kit underneath his sink and stuff, how would that make you feel?
Oh, see, you ain't say all of that. I'm beating you the fuck up. So that's just the end of that. You getting beat the fuck up. It's just, I'm getting beat up. Somebody's getting beat up in the house. I don't play that. I let it be known. I ask that question. I'll ask you quick. Do you play in drag or do you do anything effeminate? I'll ask you real quick. And if you say yeah, if you say no, and then I find out you do it later, I'll attack you.
My attack. Jason?
Well, you already know that I like Butch Queen, so I don't have a problem with that. The only problem that I have is that when I come to your house, I can deal with you being a Butch Queen, but when I come to your house and your eyebrows are better than my sister's, your nails are manicured better than my mother's, you are a little more than, you're a little too extra for me, then I'm going to have a problem with that. But if you tell me up front, okay, well, I'm a Butch Queen up in drag, and my question to you is, okay, well, do you do it for the ball? Do you do it for work? Is this something that you do as a hobby? And you tell me, no, it's something that you do sporadically, then I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. But if I come to your house and every time I see you, you don't have no facial hair, and you looking like my sister, then we're going to have a problem.
Okay. Michi? Michi? Sean?
Lord.
I definitely would feel some type of way. You know, I feel like I've been deceived. You know, just tell me up front, and then I can determine whether I want to do it with you or not, depending upon what you look like as a boy. So, you know, it's just like, it's crazy or whatever. You know, like, I see you as a boy, then the next thing I turn around, I find pictures, I see you on YouTube or something like that, you in drags or whatever. It's just, I would feel some type of way, you know, I really would, because that's just, you know, that's just not my thing or whatever. But, you know, if you tell me up front, you know, and then I determine whether I want to do it or not, then we cool. So...
Okay. J-Rock?
I just think that's foolish. If I see somebody, if I go to somebody's house and I see some wigs and all this kind of stuff, I just want to know, like, what do you get up in it for? Because, if this is somebody I'm talking to, then I would just want to know what you're doing it for. Like, if you escorting and stuff like that, then that'll be different. I don't feel right with that. But if you like a drag queen and you do it for pageants, you do it for shows, you do it for the ball, I don't give a fuck. You're gay. I'm gay. Okay. Get in your drag.
So you would be able to date a boy that is your type or whatever, but you know that he gets in drag for, let's say, a category, like, you know, drag performance or something. You wouldn't have a problem with that?
I sure wouldn't. You got motherfuckers out here dressing up on movies as females, and they got wives. So what the? I don't get it. It's something that you do. It's something you do for your category. We all. That's just like somebody being mad at me. If I was to try to put on this big, huge effect for runway, that's damn near drag, if you ask me. That's why I'm getting out of that category, because European runway, I feel like, if I'm going to do European runway the way that these kids do it and respect it, that's damn near drag.
Okay. Alexis, what's your opinion on those girls?
I don't play with those girls at period point blank.
Oh?
Not at all. I'm with Park. I try to avoid Butch Queen. I do. I flirt. I talk.
Yes, you know.
Wait a minute, bitch. and Paul, because you have a lot of attractive gay men, but I'm a more attracted to masculinity. Unlike my other sisters, who, whatever, They like the Vogue Tims. They like the Butch Queen half drag, the Butch Queen full drag. To me, it feels like it defeats the purpose of me becoming a woman. J-Rock, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I thought she was about to meet you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
J-Rock.
Yes.
So you wouldn't date a girl, you wouldn't date a drag who gets it drag for a client, but you would date a drag who gets it drag for a passion?
I wouldn't date. I'm saying, if I found out that the drag was for escorting, it don't matter if you get in drag or you're not. It don't matter which. You took that the wrong way. I said if I seen it and I was at the house and I seen that you got in drag, as long as I knew that you was not, like, escorting with the drag, then I really wouldn't care. Even if you didn't do drag and I found out you was an escort, I would feel some type of way about that.
Okay.
Vonna, what's your opinion on those type of girls? Somebody work on your background. Go ahead.
Let me say this. Let me make this very short. I do like Butch Queens. I only date Butch Queens. But I'm not going to play with Butch Queens that I knowingly know that they sneak up in drag, you know, got wigs at home. Now, if I date Twister, so you got, like, you know, a little Twister effect and stuff. That's different to me. But if, you know, if you sit up there and you shaving your face and, you know, you're trying to get in drag to me, you can have a trade together, and then you jump in the bush trying to be some boy and all that, to me, that's, like, too much. Like, I'm not about to share the mirror with no girl, I'm about to put lashes on together. We might do all that, because I might as well date a femme queen or a drag. But that's probably the best way I can put it. Like, Butch Queens, the gay male thing, I don't have a problem with. The gender bender cross dressing, you know, Alexis kind of people, I'm good.
Okay. All right, really quickly, because listen, I'm hearing a lot of background. I'm going to start muting folks. Really quickly, I'm going to ask a question, and you guys choose to answer it or not. But before I ask that question, I'm just going to go to these four callers, and then I'm going to ask the question. So, 310-981, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hi. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on what was said earlier by a couple of people regarding the butch queen, the femme queen aspect of, you know, everything. I am a femme queen, transsexual, transgender, whatever you want to call it, and I do work as a woman. So the last caller that I heard before you went off the air with the callers, she said it correct. It's all about how you present yourself when you go to a job. I've been on my job over 10 years. So, you know, it's all about presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is I really think that the girls, they give themselves. Shut up. The girls give themselves, you know, a label. You know, I don't know what the whole, you know, thing is with femme queens and transgender, you know, all these labels. Everyone is just people. Why can't we just, you know, all say we're just people? You know what I mean? So, the last person said it correct.
Well, the label you respond to is the label that I guess you feel you are, is how I look at it when it comes to labels. You are what you respond to. Whatever triggers you is what you are.
Keisha, I see you, Keisha. You ain't got to fuss it a whole bunch of times. Go ahead. All right, Michi. The labels. If y'all going to continue to change this topic, going back to that stuff, I'm just going to hang up on y'all. 757-604.
Oh, no.
But I was, hey, this is Kim Carter again. How everybody doing again? I was actually, when did I hit that button? Oh, well, I hit the button. She brought it back to me. Like, yeah, like she said, it's about the job thing. It's about presentation. Like, I just think as far as the girl figures, if I had my own business and I was looking to hire somebody, I would hire a girl that would blend in more than a girl that would stand out. But as far as the that Butch Queen stuff, if you run into somebody and whether they get in drag or not, and if you like them, you're going to continue to like them regardless if you find out they do drag or not, because I do it. I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It just depends on that particular one. Actually, it just depends on that. That's actually a very interesting thing, because what is it with the thing of people having, I guess, like a dragophobia? Like, if someone's been in drag before, oh, I can't date them. I can't be with them because they've done drag. Like, that seems to be another theme that comes up, because I'm a guilty party of that. It's been people that you come across and be like, oh, you know, it's nice to express interest, whatever. Then you find out they do drag, and you're like, bitch, gag. Hell fucking no.
And what's wrong with that? You know, I'm here now. Now y'all talk about something I want to talk about. Okay. What's wrong with somebody that walks a drag category but they're not in drag outside of the boardroom scene? What's wrong with, you know, the Butch Queens is on the phone dating them or talking with them? You know, because I think that that's crazy. We should bring Marcus back on for this topic also.
Oh!
Marcus, you're back on. Kelly and Marcus, you got 5 minutes because I'm changing this up to my 5 questions.
What I told Kelly was that there's been people that have been known to do drags in the past, but when they were younger and then when they found themselves, they decided they didn't really want to do drag. It wasn't for them. Maybe a house told them they should vogue in drags. But now they have that stigma of being a drag queen and how hard it is for them to date. And I told Kelly, I said, okay, I enjoy talking to the person, but it would be hard to shake that I'm still talking to a drag queen.
So you could never talk to somebody who used to do drag. Is what you're saying.
Now, I'm not saying never. I'm saying, especially in the ballroom, you know, butch queens tend to want to date butch queens. You know what I'm saying?
So you can never talk to someone who used to do drag is my question. That's just yes or no.
I could, but, I mean, it would be difficult. It would be harder for them to get in the door than a regular butch queen.
I think you should give that person a chance.
Well, you said that a few days ago. I don't know why you brought that up tonight.
Is there somebody in mind or something, Kelly? Is what you're kind of giving me? It's a signal I'm getting.
Oh no, I'm not gonna put the name out there. But Marcus wanted to shake the table last night, so
okay.
I had
to. Okay.
But no, I think that when the person said, why was the topic so important, you know, or why do we label, I think ballroom scene is based around labels, like, you know, how we identify.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, so without it, it would be really no point. I think over time we've taken the power out of the word, I guess, femme queen per se, with the whole, you know, female figure. And so really we've been able to blur the lines between the two, between a drag and a femme queen. But, you know, you have those, you know, butch queens that are getting in drag.
I don't even like that word.
What
word? Femme queen. Why?
You don't like the word femme queen?
It is what it is.
I'm not a femme queen. I'm Kelly.
Well, you know what, y'all? I don't know if y'all realize this, but the women butch and trans men scene, they're actually fighting to change the terminology from femme queen to, like, a woman of transgendered experience or something.
Right.
And I was kind of kikiing at it. But, you know, to me, at the end of the day, if you're a woman, you're a woman. And if you're a man, you're a man. I don't really know why you have to have all those titles in front of it, like in regards to transgendered woman. Or, I mean, ultimately, Kelly, would you ever want to have a complete surgery?
No.
No.
No, I'm comfortable in my skin how I am, baby.
Not being comfortable, but if nothing was an issue, if you became a billionaire tomorrow,
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. The only time I ever thought about having a motherfucking pussy or going to get the surgery, honey, okay, was years ago before all the femme queens and drag queens took over Miami, okay. When it was, you know, only the babes went down there, and the trade was trying to pull me up in their hotel room, and they wanted to gangbang me, bitch. That's the only time I ever thought about having a pussy, because, bitch, I'd have went up there, bitch, and I let the whole team fuck me.
You are a whole lot of women.
Okay? Because they were calling me out the window, and they were saying, big girls need love, too, bitch. And I was saying, oh, if I had a pussy, bitch,
yeah,
I would have went up there and let all of them fuck me.
And then you would have needed vaginal rejuvenation.
Well, then I would have had to get it, because it was like six of them up there, and they had their bottles of liquors and everything, bitch, and I would have went up there. If I had a pussy, the butch queens that I was with,
oh,
I would have left them and went right up there.
Kelly, you're a mess, honey. But you know what? Let's
private
just keep
get it out there.
Hold on. Private calling you on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I have a question. I used to talk to someone who got in drag, but I knew they got in drag, but I only saw them as a boy. And now the person is transgender. So now when I see the person, the person has transitioned into being transgender. So now when I see the person, I see the person as a woman. So
okay.
So sexually, when it comes to sex, I consider myself to be gay, but when it comes to this person, I see them as a woman. So does that still make me gay if I see them as a woman now?
Basically, what he said was, depends on what they do sexually, Kelly. It doesn't matter. I mean, you consider yourself gay regardless, right?
Yes.
See, I believe gay is a lifestyle. Like, you may have gay sex with men, but I believe being gay is the way you live your life. So,
I don't understand why people put labels on their sexuality preference. I don't understand why people say I'm top, I'm bottom, I'm verse, and everything. Whatever you do in your bedroom is what you do in your bedroom. It ain't nobody's business.
So what do you say you are, Kelly?
Baby, I'm trisexual. I'll try anything at least once.
She's an all-around girl.
The only thing I've ever done that I like. That's what I like.
My God.
Say that again, Kelly. That's really not the topic.
Wait, say that again, caller. You said that you've always been a top.
Yeah, that's the only thing I like.
Oh, I hear that.
Well, hold on now, young man. I'm going to ask you, if you've only been a top, how do you know that's the only thing you like?
I didn't say I've only been a top. I said that's the only thing I like.
Oh, you like being a top. Where you from?
Okay, oh my God, it's not that type of show. Y'all just too much.
Caller, did you gag when the femme queen came out? When she came out as a woman?
It's on, Marcus. Oh, sorry.
202-450,
you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, this Bishop?
Hey, bitch.
Hey, here we go, I'm pushing you.
Put me back on.
Lord, I'm praying now.
I hope y'all don't mute me the whole show, because I really want to listen to a lot of the people that's talking, but I want to get my input, and I'm trying not to insult anyone. I believe 100%, and no shade, but I can say I'm me all day, and you fools are safe, and I said on the show, I was gay last week. I come to find out that exactly what Kelly was just talking about.
Oh my God.
Exactly what Kelly was just talking about with how she is.
Jasmine, really?
Stop.
Y'all need to stop it
and stop being fierce and stop being mean. Everybody has an opinion. Y'all might not like Bishop. Put y'all motherfucking phones on mute. Do not be fierce.
Hold on. They can't. How you ain't gonna like me and you ain't never ever met me or dated in your life, or you ain't never hanged around me and dated in your life. Anyway, at the end of the day, I'm me, just like Kelly said. I'm a human being. Now, on top of that, I think honestly, I'm not trying to change the subject, Jasmine, but I think honestly, what we should talk about is the gay bashing of each other in the gay community, period.
Okay, we'll get to that, Bishop, another time. We're not talking about that right now. Y'all are not going to come on here saying we need to talk about this, we need to talk about that. Yeah.
Hey, Devin, wait a minute, Devin. Can I just say
when
this?
Hold on. When y'all turn to HBO and something is on that y'all don't want to see, what do y'all do? Change the channel.
Oh.
Hey, if the news is not talking about something that y'all don't want to talk about or we're not here about, what do y'all do? Change the channel. Or turn it off and go listen to the music. Or play the game.
And I thank you.
That's it. I'm not saying that to you, Bishop, because you know I like you. You're cool and everything like that. But I get so tired of y'all saying that. Bottom line is this is what we are talking about. Now we're going into my topic, my question.
Your question.
I'm starting from the top and going my way down. There's a lot of people in this ballroom scene that we are talking about right now. Name five people really quickly, Naima, that you feel need to hang it up, get out of drag, and find a new category or a new lifestyle.
Oof.
Oh shit! I don't even pay the drags no mind.
So you don't know
it don't gotta be drags; it can be femme queens too.
You said women. Say it again, Jesse.
Hold on, I said drag, Kelly. Name five drag that you. We can go to the femme queens later, but five drag queens or five boys that you know that get up in them for whatever reason, and they need to hang it up and stop fucking playing.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Mark?
You know what, Jasmine? Honestly, I'm just Naima, so to speak. I really, you know, the drags, I really don't really get into unless they're Vogue.
Oh, well,
okay.
I got three.
Hold on. We'll get to that. We're going down the line. Michi? Michi?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Next, five girls that need to hang it up.
Sorry, say that again.
Name five girls that need to hang it up.
Oh. You are trying to hit. I have a ball coming out.
Okay, Sean.
Oh.
Whose phone is that?
Yeah, I can't hardly.
I'm so
can't hardly hear you.
The last episode, Sean.
Now had you said Fem Queen, yes, honey. I have one on my, a few
we'll
on my list,
the,
but
we'll
I don't
know. We'll get to the Fem Queen. But I want to talk about the drag right now.
I know. I can't even say. Oh goodness, that I know is a bitch queen of the drag. I don't know any at this point. That comes to mind.
J-Rock?
I don't know any butch queens that need to hang. Well, no drag queens that need to hang it up on the phone. I don't really get into them like that.
Okay. And I'm so glad y'all all answered like that. Alexis?
I don't know that, Jasmine.
Okay. Kelly?
Nicole, Khadidra, Ashley, and Naima.
Oh,
Kelly, they're not femme queens.
They're femme queens, Kelly.
Oh. I didn't know.
Oh. This is what we're not going to do.
Okay.
Miss Kelly tried all of that.
Hello.
I don't know why it was a drag.
What'd you say, Jasmine?
Marcus, you know, five drags that need to hang it up.
You know, I got a ball coming up, but I'm going to make it hot anyway. All the Butch Queen and drag performers in Texas, y'all need to hang it up.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all, it's not the performance, it's the drag.
Okay, Vonna.
I concur with Mark.
I want to answer the question without asking certain names. Because I'm kind of doing this unified super kind of thing that I'm working on here in Chicago. What I will say is it's like three prominent, I guess you could say, drags here in Chicago. Some are larger than others. They need to hang it up.
Okay.
You know what, Ronnie, keep it cute.
Can
we do a round about the ladder of the girls that hung it up?
Jason.
Jenza.
Oh.
And half the girls in Pittsburgh in upstate New York.
Okay.
Now, me asking that question, all y'all people seen all those pictures in that official ballroom today. Of all those people who was getting up in drag with their boy pictures and the girl pictures, and everybody was reading them. But my point is that how close do we really, really pay attention to people who get up in drag? A lot of us don't even pay attention to them because we can't even call their name. A lot of us don't even say anything because we don't even know who half of the people are. So that's something that you just got to really sit down and think about. When it comes to drag, how important is it with the category itself or with it, with what they're doing? I personally think the ones that need to hang it up is the ones who are playing this game. You know, be serious. And I only speak for that from experience because it's a hard lifestyle and it's a hard transition. For the ones that just want to play in it, honey, stop playing. Do something else with yourself. Stop playing because it's a very serious, it's some very serious shit. Now, when you come to people like Kelly or whatever, I have nothing, I can't, you know, even some of the callers, I have nothing but respect for them because this is what they transition to, but they know when to stop. A lot of people don't know when to stop. A lot of people choose not to stop. A lot of people feel like, no, I'm a woman, and I can't stand being a man. I can't stand looking in the mirror, seeing this. It completely disgusts me, and I have to move forward, and I have to continue to move forward. But there's so many butch queens out here, they don't think that way. They only think with one thing on their mind. They think because they're big-ass power bottoms and shit, they're going to try to do everything to get every piece of dick out there any way possible. Those are the ones that are really playing the game, and that's the ones that I don't agree with, and those are the ones that I feel need to hang it up. That's just my personal opinion. Take it or leave it. But since y'all want to make it hot, and since we are now going into, you know, the later hours of the show, name five femme queens that need to hang it up, Naima.
Five film queens that need to hang it up.
Ooh.
We really don't have names. Jasmine, we really don't have names for them.
Hold on a second. Go back to either being a drag or go back to being a butch queen.
Let me see. The singer over there on Manida. Is that the only one I could come up with right now?
Okay, Mark.
I don't know. I love the girls. I don't know. Let me think.
I'm gagging at y'all, Miss Thang. Everybody got so much to say, Miss Thang, bitch. But then when y'all get a platform to say it, everybody got y'all tongue.
don't know. I mean, I don't really.
Who's a real
bad
bitch on this phone and saying that's going
to
come out and say how they feel?
Girl, no, that's tough because some
of them. Well, honey, who are you calling out, Kelly?
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to go down the line.
Well, she's going through
the
list.
Mark don't have nobody. Michi, you got five girls and you dang it up?
I mean, I don't have their names because to me their names are very much what the fuck, what the hell, fuck out of here, how dare she. That's how they're labeled to me, so I don't know their name. But I mean,
and
it is a lot of girls that really should. Yes.
Okay.
Now, for one, them girls, if you're too tall, make sure your shoulders and everything is soft. It's bad enough you're already 6'2 trying to be a woman. I mean, come on. No shade. Enough with the linebacker cut.
There's two women out there. What you mean?
Enough with the linebacker cut. Start chopping these bitches from the back.
Oh. Well, it's a lot of big women out there, too, that are just...
You can't say that, real women.
So
but see how Kelly has learned how to posture her shoulders and be cut? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I understand that.
They haven't always been that way, though. But no shade, she's learned.
He is really feeling it tonight.
Sean, name five girls you know that need to hang it up.
Child, let me just get to the madness, honey. Number one on my list, honey, is she should have not won grand prize. Mona, girl, child, Nicole. Well.
Yeah, no, sorry, Nicole got to go bye-bye.
Child, she got a girl, and she needs to go
what
back
Nicole?
To being. And she,
what Nicole?
Oh, you already know which Nicole icon. She needs to be a between up and drags, honey. Child, she needs to be a butch queen, honey. I'm sorry, she needs to go back to being a butch queen. And because she's been playing the game too long. And who else? I have somebody else on the list, honey. Child. Whew. Okay, well, that's what came to mind at the moment.
J-Rock?
I don't know no Bush Queen that's been dragged and needs to hang it up.
We're not talking about Bush Queen anymore.
We're talking about Sim Queens. We're talking about Sim Queens.
Oh, Sim Queens that need to hang it up?
Uh-huh.
And go back to being a boy?
Yeah.
Either a boy or a drag.
It's...
I'm gonna leave it alone
because
they may try to slay me.
Wow.
Go to the next one.
Did you say two of them?
He said a few of them.
I said two of them.
He said a few of them, and it's only three of us on the phone.
It's four of us: Naima, Kelly, Alexis, and Jasmine.
No, it's only three of us on the phone because my sister can't go back, Miss A. Okay.
But it's not about that you can go back or not. It's not about that you can go back or not. It's what we're on the phone.
Okay. Well, don't worry. I'm gonna get Miss J Rock right together, Miss A.
Alexis. Okay, Kelly, your turn.
Well, I think Khadijah needs to go back, Miss A. The body is wrong, Miss A. The tits are wrong, Miss A. Girl, you could build a third Twin Towers with that body, Miss A. Okay. I think she should have never got in a mistake. She should have stayed and went and played college football like she had a scholarship to do.
Oh no.
Wrong. Okay. I think Miss Nicole needs to go back, Miss A girl, because that body, Miss A, that body is not of a cunt, Miss A. Yes, so the girls might say she is real, Miss A. Yes, she can be real from the neck up, Miss A, but when you go from the neck down, not. Mistake.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm. Who else? Mistake. Miss Naima needs to go back. Mistake, girl, bitch. She went. Mistake. I don't know how, cause she called herself a cunt. Mistake, and she's a 4'5". Mistake, but since she got those anaconda 14, 15 feet. Mistake. She needs to go back. I think Miss Alexis needs to go back. Mistake, and just walk big boy's face. Mistake, girl. Because it's no helping her, Miss Thang. I think Miss Vaughn, I think she needs to go back and just be a butch queen up in drag, so to say. It'll soften her out a little more.
Picture that I saw of her, she has come some way.
She looks nice. She looks very good.
She does look good, but Feminine Destruction. I can't think of that child's name. Oh, that's a drag. I was going to say Marco, but that's a drag. J-Rock needs to go back.
Go back to what?
And a boy. And that's my list.
All right, Alexis.
Jasmine, it's no shade, but I think David Charles Hunter III should have saved those bones. Should have saved those $8,000. Somebody should have slapped the shit out of here when he was running around the projects of Harlem. Talking about he was going to become a girl. Because that's just a waste.
Alexis, why are you being a punk bitch? If you're going to say the name, at least say your right name.
Just mind your business, Marcus. Marcus, because you don't want me to shake the table with that drag's name, Marcus.
You can do ex-drag.
Okay.
Former drag.
Go ahead, Alexis. Finish your list.
Alexis, for clarity, what name did you say? What was the first thing you said?
Damon Charles Hunter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're correct. Thank you. And I thank you.
Ooh.
Okay, we got a penalty on who,
Naima, you want to shake the motherfucking table, bitch?
She looked like she got shoulder pads on 24/7, and bitch, we walking down 125th Street, and they gawking at her. Like, that shit is not cool. She got on these wheat tails with these skinny jeans and this fitted t-shirt. It's ridiculous. Like, you know, you're trying to be...
Kelly? Hold on, Alexis. How much is the name change?
$100.
I don't need to change my name, honey. Okay. When I give them my ID, baby, or I give them my passport, they still call me Miss.
Kelly, I was gonna do a deal with you. I was gonna get you to the ball, but instead of paying you your booking fee, I was just gonna pay for your name change.
No, I don't need a change, baby. I'm fine, baby. Okay. They know what it is, honey, when I walk the streets. They know what it is, honey. And when I walk
that's
that
not where the data's going.
When
that's
I walked that street that day with Alexis, honey, when they gawked at me, they had to look around Alexis to gawk at me. Okay. Now, do you got any other names for your list, Miss A? And y'all gonna leave feminine alone, Miss Thing. She just got her new nose job, Miss Thing, and her cheeks done and that, and took him down and everything.
I said until that most recent picture I saw of her, because I wasn't sure if that was her or somebody was playing a game, because that was a nice looking picture.
Oh, yeah, she got her cheeks taken down and she got her nose done.
That Sim Queen could be on YouTube recording her sexual sessions and she not so real. She need to give it up, but I don't know her name.
Ooh, I got.
Are you talking about that old tranny on Tina that be making them YouTube videos?
Yes.
You need to
take
it up.
J-Rock.
Girls that get their dick sucked on the train and they record it, they definitely need to give it up.
I forgot to say John Eve. I'm sorry.
Oh no. Oh, I got J-Rock, one.
Somebody just
oh my God.
You like tranny?
Why do everybody ask the same dumbass questions over and over again? Tell them to go check the archive. How about that shit?
Ooh. J-Rock like what J-Rock likes.
Thank you.
Ooh. I got one, child. She lives right in Brooklyn, honey. Child, she's very hard, honey. And she
well, what's her name?
I think they call her Miss Dee Dee, honey. She's just hard, honey, and she needs to stay up a lot of them. Kelly, you may know of her. Alexis, you may know of her.
What's her name?
Her name is Dee Dee Ebony.
Dee Dee Ebony?
Mm-hmm.
Dee Dee Ebony.
Yeah. Well, she's
not
even
a little bit.
Because I'm talking about one of her house members, that's why.
I'm sorry, which Ebony was that?
Dee Dee Ebony. Well, she was.
Well,
she became.
Dee Dee.
She became what?
Oh, and from Atlanta?
Hold on, wait, Michi, hold on. What you about to say?
She just recently became a Sim Queen. So, you know, she's moaning. She got little tits or whatever. So, you know. At the age of 31, 32, honey. So that's a little suspect.
So
you're
saying
it's
an age where you shouldn't be able to transition? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I feel
yes,
you should.
Yes,
exactly. Because I
yes,
should.
I don't think you should.
I don't think you
should be trying to transition
so.
After the age of motherfucking 25.
I don't think so.
Why
I think that
you
can transition at 30. You should be able to transition if you feel kind.
Nah,
some
I don't
people
know.
Need to save up money to get. Some people need to save up money, or some people might be having to think about a family issue.
Let me say a couple of things really quickly, and then we can just kick you with this. If you are listening from a computer, please call in 347-215-6820 because we're about to go into record mode. The next thing I want to say is, personally, I don't think that there should be an age limit on it. For many, many reasons.
Right, I'm with you,
Jasmine. A person maybe fully finds themselves, you know, I think with the way technology is these days, the way science is and the way medical is, they can still enhance themselves. Because in all honesty, there's people who are starting out at 16, 17, 18 that need to probably wait a little bit longer because they're becoming so instant that they're looking ridiculous. I think if people take the time, that, you know, I think with time will come the beauty. Because a lot of people, and all these instant girls are just looking a mess. And like Alexis said, also, that you have all the girls whispering in their ears, "Ooh, girl, you're cunt, but you just need to get some boobs." They don't want to wait to get those boobs. They go get those boobs right then and there. Or they want to do this and they want to do that, and then they be walking around here looking like bricks. I think people need to take time. They need to take time finding their self, finding their sexuality, finding their, you know, getting their minds together, getting their minds right, and taking their time with it if they want to transition because, again, it's not an easy process. It's mental, it's physical, it's emotional, and it's a lot that comes with it. So, in all honesty, I don't think there's really a cutoff time. That's just my opinion. I want to get to a couple of callers because people did press one. They probably are talking about, you know, anything and everything right now, or they've been waiting. So let me get to them really quickly. 312-715, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're lying to me for hanging up.
That's a lie.
That's your lung is tired, and I'm tired of sleeping on the gross fifth floors.
Oh, don't talk about that lady like that.
That is okay. 310-981, you're on the air.
Mr. Lambert is a trash bag, and she needs to hang it up with that sandbag.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to take the phone away from my ear because that shit gives me a headache.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even hear what you said, caller.
That was the same caller that just called.
So what, they call from two different numbers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two different numbers. let me go down this list really quickly. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. All right, it's just us. If anybody is on the phone line, and there's still a lot of callers, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Yeah, probably all started calling in when we started calling names, which I love. But if y'all want to call in, and all y'all people that are listening, the numbers are building right now, if y'all have five people that need to hang it up, press one and say it. Let people know that they need to hang it up. So press one, and I will go to your number, and we'll take it from there. Alexis, really quickly, because I haven't talked to you in a minute, you know, this is the time we kind of talk about, you know, my TV shows and stuff, but what was your opinion on Scandal? Did you get a chance to see the season finale?
Jasmine, don't you ever ask me if I saw the season finale of Scandal. Are you serious?
What was your opinion, girl?
I was gagging that Olivia's father is a part of B613. I was gagging. Hold on, wait a minute. Jason, let me tell you one damn thing. I don't care if you don't like Olivia being the other woman. I've been holding this for a couple of days. She is nice to Millie and to Fitz to allow him to get his presidency again for another 4 years with no problems. Because if she really wants to, Millie can be up there in the White House. Did you hear what he told her?
We can hardly hear you, Alexis.
Yeah.
I've said all that I'm going to say about that situation.
Child.
It's no shade. The season was so hot, but the finale was late. Mind you, every season finale on every other show is 2 hours to six, except Scandal. He must be never thought our show was going to make it that far, and they didn't write it quite long enough.
Marcus, not every show was 2 hours now. Come on.
Just about all the shows, even Criminal Minds tonight, was 2 hours.
Final one, Criminal Minds.
Well, I need to watch that.
I'm sorry. This came in my inbox, and I was trying to say it before you, after you said it. But somebody said Steven needs to go back to being a woman instead of a trans man.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh my.
Y'all know what? Speaking of trans men, I have to say this. Y'all know who is the finest trans man I have ever seen? Have y'all seen Marquise lately?
I see him every day on Instagram.
If I wouldn't have knew, I would have never believed it. And the other guy, what's the other one named Kelly?
You talk about Sean.
Yes. I had to hit him up in his inbox one day when I first saw him. I was like, I have to impersonate Derek, and I just want to, you know, I'm trying to be rude.
phone is breaking up.
Yeah, Alexis, we can't hardly hear you. Oh. Maybe call from another phone.
Yeah, your freaking phone is
breaking
up.
Jasmine, can I say
something really quickly? Okay. Naima, is there a problem? Because, you know, you've been saying a lot, honey, on this phone. You know,
no,
you
I haven't been saying a lot of anything. I've actually been quiet tonight, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay. But anyway. I want to go back to what you were saying about, you know, the transition and stuff like that and what age they should do that. I think they should start off young because if you try to transition at a...
No, I agree they should start off young. I do agree that they should start off at a young age, but they should take their time with it. You know, taking their time with it, not doing it instantly. These girls that are young, they have everybody whispering in their ears, you know, bitch, do this, bitch, do that. I think it was Lana who said something about they need to have a mind of their own. They have to have very, very strong minds in order to do that.
It's not even about having a mind of their own, sister. When you got a motherfucking doctor in Fort Lauderdale, bitch, that's giving you motherfucking implants for $2,500, you think? A girl can motherfucking make that mistake in 2 or 3 days, bitch, and go and get them some tits, bitch, instead of moaning.
And then, and then, you know, you start off at the age of 35 or whatever. You know, hardness is very hard to get rid of, honey. Like,
I don't know. That's why I need to find out where they're getting these moans from, because I've been trying to get hard for 31 years, and I'm still fucking cunt. What the fuck is that about? Give me some of these moans these girls take, because the doctors must be gagging these girls. But they're not. Whatever moans they got must got just too strong in them.
So I
agree that people should definitely start off young and stuff, especially as the body, you know, goes through what it's going through. But, again, I just don't feel that, you know, a person should – I just don't agree that a person is going to continue to be free. You know, I believe that a person can be free whenever they want to be free, bottom line. Because, you know, I know a lot of girls – and let's be honest, I know a lot of girls, Kelly, you know them too, because you're from the old school. There's a lot of girls, honey, that be looking beautiful, honey, and they be going to jail for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They come out looking hard as hell, but maybe a year or two on their shit again, they be being soft and cunt all over again. Those hormones work wonders on the body. And if it's done right, it don't matter how old you are. Because you got to remember one day. We got to remember one thing. Now, let's look at not the definition, but what are the hormones really made for?
When the girls ain't taking them, and then, you know, my sister that used to sell moans, you know, her best customer was the Butch Queens, Ms. Sang, because the girls wasn't buying them from my sister.
Your imaginary.
My question has always been, because I would think that a person that wants to transition from male to female would want to do it at an age where puberty has stopped, because you don't know what the effects are going to be if you're still growing into your man. Like at, say, at 18, you're still growing into being whatever you want to be as a man. So at 18, to do that, that might just screw something up. So I would think that I would wait till puberty has done all that puberty is going to do.
Child.
Some people are late bloomers, so hey.
Naima, when
you
did
gotta
you
remember,
start?
When doctors prescribe some of these hormones to women, they actually are prescribing to the women that are in their 40s. And going, okay. They're prescribing a lot of that stuff to the women that are older. And what does it do for the real women as they're older? Help their bodies to really continue to, you know, develop and things of that sort. So you just got to remember, there's not an age on it. Girls, so you see
okay.
Somebody just inboxed me and said, Sean, she never started.
Oh.
Oh my
there, Kelly.
Did I miss
it? Yeah, I'm being nice to you. Don't try me on the phone. Or I will call Dawson.
Light skin's on the line.
Yeah, but I'll call Dawson.
Baby, what you going to call him for?
Yeah, so you keep trying me.
I told you better stop calling him, okay?
Sean, you better stop trying. We're going to talk about that even ways that you start them on. You tried it? You tried it over there.
Shit.
You better stay away from my cousin. You better stay away from my cousin, bitch, before I cut you.
I love him.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm going to cut your motherfucking implants out, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Naima, I wasn't trying you. It was just a question, honey.
Yeah,
that's
you, all. You like to see if you can test the water, see if the water's still hot over here, honey. Yeah, keep on, honey, because I will dip you in the well, honey. Keep on playing with me.
Okay. I hear that, Naima.
I think it's some sexual tension between the two of y'all.
Oh, no, not at all. No, you know what it is? I like Naima, and I think, you know, she makes me laugh. Her voice, everything. That's what
she
it is. She makes me laugh. So.
Oh.
That's what it is. So it's no shade or nothing like that. I actually like Naima, so it's nothing.
I have a question for everybody. Probably not going to read or whatever. Well, that really ain't going to read, in all honesty. Why are y'all making a big issue about Mona winning that category? I mean, not about her winning the category, but making a big issue about Mona walking that category this weekend at Brandon's ball. I actually think she looks nice.
Can I say something about that? Okay, clearly. Clearly, the Chanel's had it right when they didn't allow her to walk face. Okay, so
ooh,
that's it.
Let me say
okay,
something. Let me say something. Hold on. Let me say something. Everybody has their own. Come listen, y'all, with these phones. Yeah, who has the sound effect?
That's not me.
Here we go, wasting 5 minutes of time to mute everybody to find out who's doing
this. It sounds like they're outside.
They are. The wind is catching outside. You outside the phone on me.
And guess who it was?
Guess who
it was?
Trying me.
It's you, Jasmine. I don't know why he's the director. And I can't even shoot my own horn as far as when it comes to the category or where it originated from. But the bottom line is, I think she looks nice. I think she really looks nice. And if it was me up here, she's on the table of her head. I'm not taking nothing away from the art of mother, Shay Shay.
Jasmine, are you walking outside to go smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
Because we can hear you walking through your whole house.
FYI, everybody, I'm outside the den in downtown Oakland. We are doing shots for my brother Marcus's birthday. Bottoms up.
Thank you,
man.
God, you such a drunk ass up.
It would take a bottle to a hand up there.
She said bottoms up, honey. She's trying to get some meat.
But
yeah,
I think she did a good job, so that's my opinion on her. But y'all,
I think she did a good job too, and the girl's gonna start some sidelining and sidebarring. Okay.
Well, that's my opinion, honey. Like I said, the Chanel's had it right, because they not letting anything and everything walk face. And they're not, honey.
Oh. Hey, Jasmine, I have a question.
Looks like they got fancy.
You should do a Tinder Chops Idol, a sing-off.
It's no shit. Not everybody in Chanel should be walking face either.
Okay, well, since y'all want to make it, since y'all want to make it hot, Naima, who is Chanel should be walking face?
I know, I'm just saying it because he over here trying it.
I'm not trying, I'm just speaking truth, honey. The truth is the truth.
No, that's not the truth. There's a difference between truth and an opinion.
Girl.
And the truth is who Chanel got fat.
J-Rock, really?
Well, yes, really.
I'm not. That's not supposed to stop.
Now if Rose would have been on the walking down that aisle, honey, she would have served. Okay, none
what?
Of those.
But guess what? Rose was not walking down that aisle.
Now
we're talking about what happened.
And she would have told. And she would have told.
No,
Miss, she would have
no,
told that lady good night, honey.
No, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Well,
yeah, somebody tell me what the category was calling for, because it looked like everybody just came in their own way.
Well, that's a good question, Marcus. That's definitely a good question. What was the category calling for? Marcus, what is your opinion? Do you think that she should have got 10 or she should have been shot?
I thought, no, I think she deserved her 10. I think they all
look okay.
You know, and for some reason, you know, Atlanta's just one of the weird places. If it's, you know, if the cars line up the right way that night, it's going to be your night. Now, I do believe, no matter Monet looks good, had the right girl went up there, it didn't matter who, it wouldn't matter how good she looked, it wouldn't have worked out in her favor. They just, you know, so... Sometimes being the new girl and having that Cinderella night, that was her Cinderella night for her.
Let me tell y'all something, okay? Whether y'all want to say it was her Cinderella night or not, or whether you feel as though that Chanel's made the right decision to walk or not, at the end of the day, she won. So get the fuck over it. It's not like anybody on this phone is getting out there and walking it.
Thank you.
Oh, but ain't nobody reading her. Why are you going
talking to the boys.
And you're certainly not walking it, Naima. So what you
no,
mean?
I'm not. But it doesn't mean that I can't try my hand either. I know my limitations, and not to say that I would try it or if I wouldn't try it. But all I'm saying is you ain't going to get out there to do it.
Of course I wouldn't, dog.
Well, I'm not big enough to walk. Big girl say.
Okay.
Wow. Now, let's not give my sister too much. Y'all made her topic yesterday. Y'all won't make her topic tonight.
Well,
Jasmine,
that
obviously means something, Naima. She's being disgusted.
We did not talk
about
her,
you know,
on Tuesday night.
Yes,
she did. Girl.
It was her night. I mean, I don't know. I don't see what the read is saying. It was a Cinderella night for her.
Mm-hmm. When the last time you spoke to her, Naima?
When was the last time you spoke to her?
Girl, I don't know that lady, Miss Dane.
Yeah,
oh,
so she don't know that lady, honey. Then, yeah.
No.
But I just spoke to her.
But I do think, you know, that child, that $500 probably gone. She probably gonna spit it. So, oh well, congratulations.
Hello, went right up that nose.
Oh, God, that's too much. I didn't
see
that.
You know, I think I'm
gonna put that. Oh, hold on. The red fold just rug, and they said, Naima, you won't get out there for anything. Shut up.
Girl. Oh, hello, Blake girls. Get up on this phone line and say it to me.
It's
okay?
Too late for
a bad
to get
bitch
on the phone line.
Will come on in, I'll come on here and announce herself and let me and make me know it. A
well,
scary bitch will text you like she just did.
Well, they're still on the phone lines because they're listening. So
yeah,
they want to press one.
Well, tell her to press one.
You know, if they want to press one, you know, they'll come and shake the table.
Yeah, well, tell her, come and shake it then, honey, because I'm ready to break the legs off from under her.
Oof.
Oh, Naima, you're
just
very defensive.
Let me just say this. Miko, you're going to stop trying me. When you going to hang up trying to be a top when everybody know you the ultimate bottom? And I thank you.
Oh, oh my dear.
Did y'all, Michi still on the phone?
And Kelly, let me find out you over there, nigga, that phone ringing, and it's really you over there giving those reads
for Manita.
No, actually, it's not. If you would like me to screenshot my phone and cut the name out, I could definitely screenshot it.
I'll call Dawson and ask him who it is.
Okay, Dawson hasn't been here in the last 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, I know where he's at.
I told you stay away from my cousin, Mistake. I would hate to have to sit your implants on your fucking kneecaps.
Ooh. Marcus, is Marcus still on the phone?
I'm here.
Hey, Marcus, I found what that category was calling for, and I wanted to ask everybody, did they even do this? It said you are unbothered by your competition, and you are always done with nothing but revenge in your heart, hit the floor selling your face, and make the judges want to jump out of their seat, then grab the mic and call out the big girl you don't see.
Oh, well, they couldn't do that. You heard me, J-Rock?
Why they couldn't do it?
They couldn't do that because all of them, they see each other, and the person that Mona don't see is Alexis, and she wasn't there.
Oh girl.
Okay, so it was really an open category. Okay, well then, you know, it is what it is. That's why I like things to call for stuff, so you can have at least one comment, you know, denominator when you're looking.
Ciao. Ugh.
Well, I'll be back out real soon for the hoes.
Well, no shade. They got big girls. I mean, they got open tall face for $2,000 in a month for them. So, and it's separate. It's big girls separate. So they go out there and battle again. But, you know.
Bet she won't win that.
Okay.
That's so mean. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she could. You never
gag.
Know.
I love her Sean, honey. Sean keeps it real, real, and blonde, honey. Don't bite anyone.
Wait, does he keep it real?
She won't win that, darling.
I guess I would keep it real, too,
that.
If I don't come out either.
Oh, shit.
You don't gag if she won that $2,000, though.
Hold it 1 second, Miss Naima, because, girl, you've seen me before, and I've definitely seen you. You're not going to give me all of that, darling.
Yeah, well, a bad bitch like you was, but shit, you thought when the song would make your presence known to the girls in the ball. Like, yes, I am the one who said X, Y, and Z.
Naima, Sean was there when you fell out that chair.
Wow. And for the record, I tripped because my brother was, I tripped over his coat.
That ain't what that chair said.
Yeah, that's what it said, honey. I'm trying to call it.
That ain't what that stage said.
Excuse me? Excuse me,
J-Rock? Oh, no, J-Rock is defending you, okay? That ain't what those leather pants said in that motherfucking 113-degree weather either, too. When they were stuck to your ass, and saying you had to call the fire department to peel you up out of them.
I can't take my leather pants, baby.
Okay.
It's been a year. It's been over a year. It's about to... Oh, let it go.
They look like those leather pants look like that rubber motherfucking latex that they motherfucking paint on your body.
Baby, they all said that when you walked across that stage, all they heard was... and then all of a sudden, bitch, you went through.
No, actually, I didn't go through. The stage went down, and I laid across like a cunt. You see, I'm not gonna go there with the other girls that fell through and went through, and they had to be helped up. Honey, I fell down and I laid down like cunt. Honey,
let me go find this clip.
Well, no shade, Kelly.
That
I
was
do. I am working on that video. I am working on that video that you asked about, where you fell and then you tried to get up and you fell again.
Yes,
I had that clip. It was in the Midwest, right?
I need that.
Yeah,
Let me tell you something, baby, okay? I don't give a fuck that my leg gave out in that clip, Mistake. That was my first night, bitch, okay? When Jack and Andre was in the building together, bitch, as me being overall mother couture, Mistake. And I had to make them motherfucking know it, bitch. And I went the fuck in.
And
I went the
Jack
fuck
was the
in.
Only person that held you up.
You should thank him. He was the only person that tried to help.
But I still went the fuck in on that clip, Miss A. The girls took it down, Miss A, because I found Miss A. I don't know why they took it down, Miss A. They could have left it up, Miss A. I love that clip.
I'll tell you what, I'll put it back up for you, honey, so we can relive the moment.
Oh, well, definitely. Put that clip back up so we can definitely relive the moment, Miss A. You don't want me to go in my motherfucking, in my, you know, my photos, Miss A, and put up that cheer incident because you know I got it.
No, you don't have it.
Okay. You want to think? You want to play?
Naima, how'd you end up with that DVD?
No, it was sent to me, actually. But no, I'm not going to do that.
I want the clip put back up. I want the clip put back up, Naima. If you got the clip, put it back up.
You think you're going to try me?
No, Naima. I was asking Marcus to find out who in the Midwest has that clip because I want the clip put back up.
I fucked
that motherfucking LSS up, Miss Thing. At the end, I fell, Miss Thing. Yes, I did fall at the end, Miss Thing. But I fucked that whole first 2-3 minutes up. I fucked that up.
You did.
Oh,
I you did.
Bitch, I want she back up. I gagged the girls, took her down, Miss Thing. I guess somebody hit them up and said, oh, she going to read you, Miss Thing. And they took it down, Miss Thing. But they could have left it up, Miss Thing. I like that clip, Miss Thing. Girl, please. That clip was cute, Miss Thing.
Ain't nothing like that one child what house she in? What's that Charles Kahn's new house?
Christian at the lake. Now, that is an embarrassing place to fall at the lake.
Miss Thang, no. Miss Thang, it wasn't that she just fell, Miss Thang. She fell three times. Miss Thang, she fell three times.
Crazy lady,
Steve.
I hope she left after that. No shame.
Miss Thang, she fell three times, and I'm letting everybody know, baby, that's coming out June 3rd, Miss Thang. Don't expect me to do anything, Miss Thing, but come out there and wave and motherfucking smile, okay? Bitch, I'm going to be motherfucking 6'7 in my motherfucking shoes, Miss Thing, girl, and she's a whale, okay? So don't expect too much.
You're not going to cut up like now you did?
Baby.
No, I would hope you wouldn't cut up in that heel that I've
Miss
seen.
Thing, if I cut up in that heel, Miss Thing girl, bitch, they're gonna have me over you. They're gonna put me on World Star. I cut up in that shoe, J Rob. Okay, bitch. It's gonna be like a big ass motherfucking tree come tumbling down.
Is Michi back yet?
Going bottoms up.
Yeah, Michi's back. Michi was there, but I think he put his phone down. He's out there taking shots, honey. He getting loose with the goose.
You want to say anything else to me, Sean?
Girl, you would know if I had something to say to you, honey.
Bitch, is like motherfucking here.
Oh, my God.
Going nowhere. Happy birthday to my brother, Mark. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Great favor, they say.
I'm still here.
Nothing like a lie.
Great favor, like they say you say.
I'm at the straight club, honey.
And you just said, honey, like that?
Let me tell you something. One thing about me is I'm loved anywhere I go. Either you're going to love me or you're going to like me is my attitude, so I don't give a fuck.
Touch the boy Dick in the bathroom because we hear you in the bathroom. See if he still likes you after that.
Oh, no.
Hold on. The bitch, you want a motherfucking trolley? Hold the fuck up. Hold on.
Double dog here, you.
Say hello.
What's up, Lily?
Yeah, what's going on? What's your name?
It's a radio show. Hello?
Yes.
I'll send you a picture. Because that one is like for the pixie.
I wanna give a shout out to Cedric 007 Powell's on Facebook. I wanna give him a shout out, you know, for my new bag that he got me for my birthday, honey. He got me another.
Oh, that's why you give him a shout out for the bag.
Yeah.
So the shout out is for the bag.
No, the shout out is to him and
the
bag.
No,
the
shout out is
baby.
For the bag.
Baby.
Cause if it wasn't for the bag, you wouldn't even mention the bag, Miss Kelly.
Baby,
yeah,
I gotta give him a
shout
out for my
bag.
Shout out
to the bag.
I gotta give my son Pump Shabazz, Miss Rahi, a shout out, Miss Dane, for mother's 30
for
inches
bag.
Of mane for her birthday, Miss Dane, honey. Yeah.
For the bag.
Y'all better stop. Rodney, you live on the air.
For the bag.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Uncle.
What's going on, Mitch? You sound like you're enjoying yourself.
I'm having a wonderful
time. He's over there being a damn church bottom.
Oh.
Okay, first of all, I've never been a church bottom because I don't even fuck with the church kids. There's no disrespect and there's no shade, but I don't fuck with the church kids and there's no shade.
Okay,
oh, wow.
You say
like
just
that.
Just a regular bottom.
Naima.
Oh, hey, Rodney.
A bottom? Yes, I am. But I don't fuck with the church kids.
Oh, what the church girls ever do to
Kelly,
you?
Kelly didn't make her phone do that noise, just for the record.
Oh,
you said Kelly did
what happened? You can reach it out. You asked him to call Naima to hear.
Wait a minute, what did you say? What did you just say again, Rodney?
I didn't make my phone go off when you heard it go off so I could say what I said, baby. The person that texted the red phone is not on the phone. You wanted them to call in. He got a break for work and he's on the phone. How you doing?
Oh.
Oh. So
Rodney's
calling in for you, Naima. Rodney has called in for you, boo boo.
All right, well, let's make it do what it do then, Rodney.
Here comes Dexter Cabbage. Hold on.
First, Naima, are you coming to our favorite thing?
I don't know about all that.
Well, you know, Naima ain't been to a Miss Day since the coldest winter ever.
It's not mandatory. She's not going. She don't just go out to be going. She goes so she can stay in the house.
Are you enjoying yourself? Don't try
I thought that
it.
She
no,
was
I
from
don't.
Chicago because of the, and all the switch queens that would want, you know,
Naima do the minimal things to do to stay in the house.
I don't do no minimal things to stay in no house, honey. You want to know what I do and what I don't do, Rodney?
Is that for public knowledge?
Excuse me?
Oh.
Is that for public knowledge?
No, it's not for public knowledge. We could talk one-on-one, but if you try to get on here to try to give it, honey, then...
I didn't. You said tell them to call in, so, you know, I press one.
You really just try to give it to me.
No, not at all. You know I love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you too, Rodney. You try to get it.
And Marcus, thank you for not saying nothing. That's $150 times three subjects that you refuse to talk about. I appreciate you.
What did I do? I missed it.
No, they asked you name the film queens, name the dragons. That's 150. I appreciate you for being quiet.
Oh, yeah. No, I named some dragons. I just didn't know their names, but I paid the film queens. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's 150. 30 times 5. Thank you.
Well, since you on the phone, who you think need to stop, get out of here?
Everybody's doing what they're doing. They're so beautiful. You know, with our favorite things, the Prodigy House Bar and Labor Day weekend, everybody should keep doing what they're doing.
Right. You're answering a question on September 4th.
You
got a little longer break than me.
Yes, Rodney answer all questions September the 2nd, honey.
September the 2nd. Fred has an exclusive interview. He'll be doing his first interview September the 2nd as well. It's going to be a night.
Are y'all giving away $5,000 for runway?
Oh, well, hold on. We can't discuss that. The commercial has not yet been confirmed.
Oh.
Obviously. is that okay, Jasmine?
I'm
playing
the game. What's
that
talking about?
This is Jazz Marcus. Jazz did not ask for a rap. We had to discuss it before.
I signed contracts today. I'm in the business office for Tens of Chops LLC, and I thank you.
Well, I have a nameplate in the desk, so Jazz, I'm an employee.
Okay, well, we'll just deduct it from your paycheck, and that's fine.
My boss is not giving a little leeway. I can sneak one in every once in a while. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
Rodney,
go ahead.
Rodney's office is
sneak them in there every once in a while.
Okay, well, go ahead, Rodney. Go ahead and sneak it in.
No, no, no. I'm good. I'm respectful.
All right. Did J-Rock, you had a question?
No, I think he
said yes. Well, I got a question. So, it's no shade. We're moving right on. J-Rock, are you coming to Chicago?
No, I will not be in Chicago.
Okay, now, I'm about to throw some shade. You have asked us to come to Texas how many times? How many times? And you ain't been to North Carolina, nor have you been to Chicago?
Well, baby, I was in Chicago a lot of times. I didn't notice I was up there.
Yeah, well, you didn't come when it was rough, so I mean.
No, I'm telling y'all, I'm under man right now. I wanted to come to North Carolina. I got gagged, okay? But guess what? Just wait. As soon as May 2014, y'all are going to get sick and fucking tired of being sick and tired of seeing me. Because I'm going to be right there.
Okay. My question is, you can't request leave that weekend. It's 4th of July weekend. Y'all already off that Monday.
4th of July weekend?
Actually, no.
No, ma'am. I have a family trip. That's why I can't come.
Where y'all going to?
Essence Festival. I have a family trip.
So you and your... Okay, so Essence Festival in New Orleans, that is that weekend. They have JetBlue. They have Southwest.
Let me tell you something. That is my mama's weekend. And I don't fucking give a fuck about no balls for my mom's weekend. That's the only time I can see
you take your mother to Essence Festival for her birthday?
That's what she loves. She want to go down there. She want to get on Bourbon Street. She want to show her it.
I think I want to go to the Acid Festival too, J Rock. I might meet you there.
That's fine, Kelly. Kelly.
Yes?
That makes it a lot easier for me.
You say it in your tree voice, Marcus. Bye, girl. Bye.
what'd I say?
I have to definitely go to Chicago, honey. I have to get my contract in place. I have to be in Chicago.
Oh, yeah,
I'll be in Chicago
with
Chicago anyway. We coming for that 1,000 Queens.
Yeah, something else in Chicago too, Kelly. You want to talk about that?
Girl, Naima, no, and it's not in Chicago, Naima.
Yeah, well.
Okay, he doesn't live in Chicago. Get it together.
Yeah, but he'll be down there.
You know, he just might.
I'm just messing with Kelly.
I can guarantee you some booty that weekend. It's Black Pride.
Let me tell you something. If I could get down there, what date is it again?
Let me tell you
it's
something,
July
Naima. 6. Let me tell you this, Naima. Guess what, Naima?
Huh?
Guess what, Naima? He's
yeah.
going to be here the weekend before, and I'm going to be there the weekend after.
Okay, you say it's July 6th?
It's July 6th. The ball is on the 6th. The cookout is on the 7th.
And that's my mama's birthday, so never mind. I was thinking about
it. You know my birthday is in July, too. It's the end of July.
Naima.
You know, I'm like,
Naima.
Huh?
The red phone just went off. He said, tell Naima I said to keep it cute.
Tell him to get on here and tell me to keep it cute. Now.
Well, we look like we're closing the deal.
Yes.
So, yeah, Naima, go ahead and look your flight up. The last time I looked them up, they were very reasonable from the New York and Baltimore area. Actually, I just had a friend tell me he was coming from the DCA area. So go ahead and look it up, girl. Come on out.
No, she don't go nowhere, honey.
Well, excuse me. You don't go nowhere, okay? Okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you want to be in everything but a hearse. You better keep it cute over there, Sean.
But you know what, though?
Sean, where did you live?
Hold it, Miss Thing. I will never be in a hearse, honey.
Yeah,
child,
but
you live
everything but
that.
Where do you live?
Child, I live out in Brooklyn.
Oh, you should come, too.
I'll probably will.
Late
answer.
You
know what, though, Marcus? I am interested to see how this third room is going to turn out. I want to see how they're going to bring that.
They're going to bring it right, or they're not going to leave with $1,000? That's what they want to do. They're going to bring exactly what we told them to bring.
Naima, I'm going to give you just what you asking for, Naima.
Good child. And keep them on here, too.
baby. Yes, but when he press one, I'll bring him on.
Yeah.
Ciao.
You let can't take it now, either. He's going to be out here the weekend before, and I'm going to be out there the weekend after.
And?
Honey, you know I get discount rates on hotel rooms in Chicago. I might be out there for a week or so.
Oh.
You ain't been out there that long, honey.
Unless you stay by O'Hare or something.
Why not?
Hey, you don't want to stay out there.
Really? No, I'm going to stay at Midway.
You'll be hitting your phone up asking, are you into the general kind?
I'm staying at Midway. I like staying at Midway. Everything is very convenient for me at Midway. Really?
Yeah.
I guess he don't want to play with you tonight, Naima.
Yeah, I guess he don't either, honey.
Because he here to press one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to Ellis all the emo, honey, because
You were gagging on him when he come up here and give it to you, girl.
Yeah, he would gag too if he got up on here and gave it to me.
But you, no, he wouldn't, because you're not going to give him too much on my time and my dime.
I could just call. I'll call him on three ways.
Baby, you're not going to call. He's not going to answer the phone if you call him on three ways.
He'll answer it.
No, he's not. He's listening to you.
Sit down, Kelly.
He's not going to answer the phone.
So, all right, then I'll tell you what, then. You focus on him, I'll focus on somebody else. How about that?
Baby,
you focus on what?
Y'all might have to stay here for another show. Y'all might have a show dedicated to Naima and Kelly. It's not like some real bedroom bullshit going on
with
couple.
Ain't no bedroom bullshit. Naima always knocking on my door.
Kelly be trying it.
Honey, she want a piece of something she can't have.
Okay.
I swooped in and snatched it away.
You don't want me to get over there to get a piece of it. That's what it is.
Baby, you're not coming over here to get a piece of that.
I ain't talking about over tonight. I'm talking about over Chicago to get it.
How's everybody else doing? Is everybody doing okay?
Child, yeah. I'm fine, honey. Oof.
I'm pregnant.
Child.
Oh, don't say that, Kelly.
What are you pregnant with?
Oof.
Oh, no.
Oof.
I ain't pregnant with a little J-Rock.
When I get back there, okay, yeah, you need to be contacting me soon because I will be making my way back to New York City very soon.
When are you making your way back to New York City? On what day?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm still talking.
Mute them.
J-Rock, you want me to flash you, J-Rock?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Keep it cute.
Vonna, where you at, Vonna? Where's Vonna? Mark?
Ciao.
Where's Mark?
Everybody don't disappear, girl. They phones are still in, but they don't disappear.
I'm here.
Jason? Because y'all over-talking them. Hey, Mark, how you doing? You still enjoying your birthday?
I sure am. You guys gonna sit here smoking, cracking up. Y'all got me cracking up.
Child, when I tell you, Jasmine, when I tell you, because I'm up here looking for this paperwork for my mother, when I tell you I'm downstairs and it's hotter than the blood of Jesus, honey, down here while I'm looking for this
Now you're not gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay, you're not.
That's what I am gonna do, and what you're going to do,
Naima. Nope, Sean. Now, I'm going to let you know, you're just not coming on here. That is a classic Naima slang. If you can't take it, then, you know, I'm sorry.
What you mean?
J-Rock, take that motherfucking tape off and shut the fuck up.
Hold on, y'all. We have a caller. Ooh. We have a caller. 219-484, you're live on the air.
Yeah.
219-484. Boy, you live on the air.
Shut up, Naeem.
It ain't no shut up. You have a full conversation so everybody can get into the voice.
He said, shut the fuck up, Naeema.
No, he ain't say all that. You added all of that.
Yes, I did. Auntie, why you trying me?
Yeah, because you over there trying it.
I ain't got shit to do with this.
Yeah, okay. I'll be calling your phone later.
He's not going to answer. He'll be on the phone with me.
Child, I'm trying to eavesdrop this Ellie call. Huh? He's going to answer the phone for you.
You asked for him to call in, bitch. He called in.
I live in Chicago.
Excuse me?
You got your own plans in Chicago.
Mm.
It's a yak fest in Chicago.
You know what? This is what we're going to do. Because that isn't going to hurt.
Oh, is this like a competition between y'all who get them first?
No, it is no competition. It's no competition.
Not even my auntie.
Yes.
Well, she looks. If she's your auntie, honey, she looks like incest.
No.
Because that don't sound right.
No, I'll be kidding with Kelly, though, but Kelly be trying it.
Naima, talking so much, you couldn't even hear him say hi to Jasmine because you talking so much. Naima, shut up.
Hi. So we already know Kelly's into incest, Naima, but are you into incest?
Oh. No, I'm not into incest, no. Because if that was the case, I would have had one of my sons, honey, that's been trying to have me for the longest time, honey, a long time ago. I'm not into that.
I'm not into incest, baby, okay?
Child.
Really, Sean? But I thank you for calling in, Light Skin. Text me.
Thank you for calling in. Have a good day.
Naima, you can't take it.
Let
you
me
wanted
go
the girls to
real quick, honey.
Naima, you wanted the girls to try to clock his voice. You want
that
bitch? You want no? It's not a butch. Naima, you want that name out there?
No.
No, I'm not doing. I'm not doing no more butches until President Obama get out the office.
Oh, you want to come in there? You talking about voter gagging? Then you gagging because he gagging you.
Why? Who's gagging me?
Huh?
That's not what she meant.
I'm not worried about President Obama. I'm not thinking about President Obama. I said I'm not doing any butchers until after President Obama get out the office. I hung up that.
So the listeners that are on this show know all of us are not into incest. So, you know, my friends that are typing me that's listening to the show, no, J-Rock is not into incest.
But J-Rock is into the girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I definitely was having fun with my baby mama during Splash.
I hear that.
Who's your baby mama, J-Y?
Don't worry about it.
Naima, you going to Splash?
No, I ain't going to Splash.
That's already.
That's Kelly coming over there making all of that distortion, all that feedback over there, Jasmine. You might need to meet her.
Excuse me? Maybe that's one of the other girls' phones that's not on the phone lines, Miss Day. Naima, you just want me off this phone line, Naima. But I could get off the phone line, Naima, and get on the phone. Okay. But make sure when you do decide to go to Texas and do what y'all do, make sure you have an ambulance on standby, honey, so they can bring him back, Miss Day.
Oh, no.
What's going to happen to J-Rock?
Now.
He going to need to be resuscitated.
Live and J-Rock.
That's the math, honey.
Okay. And I have my Novocaine, bitch, and my stitches and my needle and thread. Because he's going to need to be rejuvenated.
Cow.
Yeah.
Girl.
So, excuse me, Sean, you telling me I can't say my statement that I made earlier? That's how it felt.
Wait, hold it. I didn't even say anything to you, girl. So what
you
do?
Was like, yo, you're not going to say that, Naima. Yes, I am.
Girl, okay, yeah. Girl, all right, anyway.
Jason, you was wrong, honey. You sat there and said, after Earth comes out this weekend. It don't come out this weekend. It comes out next weekend.
What comes out next weekend?
Huh?
Will Smith movie?
Yeah.
Well, normally Will Smith dropped his movies during a holiday. Like most people, if you haven't, well, I've noticed that when Will Smith has premieres and he's got a new movie coming out, majority of his movies come out on like holiday weekends. They've always come out on a holiday weekend.
So what y'all think about the video I posted inside the official ballroom? You know, y'all really didn't touch that video like that.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
What video?
Was spraying the chemtrail sign in the sky that said "Last Chance" in New York City.
What'd you say was the video?
Where the man was spraying a chemtrail in the sky, but he spelled out the word "Last Chance."
I didn't see it.
Naima, how old are you?
32.
Thanks for the information, because I'm writing your obituary right now, honey.
Oh, shit. When I tell you, Sean just ate that bitch. He asked Naima, he said, "How old are you, Naima?" She said, 32. He said, "Good, because I'm writing your obituary right now."
Oh, my God.
Bitch. When I tell you,
okay.
Sean, you pee for that bitch, child. Okay?
Sean.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
Sean, I just want to know.
Hello.
I asked you this.
What did you say?
Why don't I know who you are? Why haven't you sent me a message on Facebook?
I'm going to do that, Jasmine. And I'm going to, you're going to see my picture, honey. I'm going to do that, child.
And
I'm going to do
it.
I'm catching your voice week by week as it's going by. And baby, if you are who I think you are, bitch.
Girl.
Sean, can you tell me who you are?
I will.
Now,
she know Miss Thing. Oh, I tap her right on her shoulder, honey. She's like, "Oh, you girl, pal."
So, Naima, you know who Sean is?
I don't know who he is.
I feel like I'm dealing with a fake profile or something. I don't know who he is.
You know what, let me just say this, you know, because I definitely, it's no shade, honey, I like Naima, honey, and she thinks that I just be trying and feeling it on her time, honey, but it's a kiki, so, you know, girl.
Oh, Lord, I'm about to get cut. I want to send a shout out to Sunny B and Austin, my baby, that came down there for my birthday and made sure that I had a good weekend. Shout out to you.
Well, tell Sonny B and Austin to press one, because I know they're listening to the show. We want to hear what they sound like. They want to be talking with you through text messages and on the phone. Tell them to press one. I want to hear what they sound like. Okay, they press one. How you doing? That's what I'm talking about.
He sounds like a very educated college grad.
Oh, wait, hold on. They press one, but then they disappear. What happened?
That probably wasn't there.
Honey, it was a 512 number.
Oh, shit. So y'all just going to pay the fact that Bishop want to fight for gay rights now?
Oh, my what? God, Jesus.
Leave Bishop alone. Y'all need to leave Bishop alone, okay?
Jason, you need to stop giving him that kind of attention that he wants, honey. He has a fierce attention demon, child. There's something wrong with him. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
So, Sean, you don't have a Facebook?
I have to put one up. I actually do.
You don't have a Twitter or Instagram?
No, but like I said before, you know, you don't get on that site, so, you know.
Well, I do.
What site is
I do, Sean. I have access to that site, Sean.
And what site is that?
Adam for Adam.
A for A.
Well, we all have access to that site.
You know, we all don't.
Well, I do, honey. Let me go log into mine.
Everyone but Jasmine.
I don't have one of those, honey.
You got BGC.
Calm down.
You got a BGC too, Sean?
No, no, no. Just A for A.
Oh, okay. Well, you can hit me up on A for A. I got A for A.
Okay, what's your name on there?
Ernie. My name.
Big Kelly Mizrahi.
No, it's not.
No. What is it?
I can't. Sean, I'm going to have to go private with you before the show, honey, and give you my thing on there, honey, because, you know, I got a profile on there, you know, but, you know, I use it, you know, to mangle the children.
Yeah. I'm surprised Naeem not on there.
What'd you say?
I'm surprised Naeem is not on there, honey. She.
DC is going on this weekend. The
it's
Icon
it's
James Kong.
It's
Gay
Pride.
Jason, are you going to be in DC this weekend?
I will definitely be in DC this weekend.
Okay.
What ball?
James Kong.
Oh, he has a ball this weekend?
Yes. Damn, see, if I log out of that one, then I ain't going to remember the password and stuff, honey. The girls are really paying Miami this year.
I didn't even know Memorial Day weekend was this weekend.
A lot of people said if they do go to Miami, it'll be on Sunday just for space.
Yeah, because they used to run to Miami, honey. You don't hear the girls talking about that.
No, everyone. A lot of people was going to D.C. this year.
Yeah, honey, that's why that magic stock them went down. They can't move like they want to. Sit your ass down.
Uh-huh.
No, it ain't about the magic. They just been fucked and sucked everything and sizzled, so it ain't nothing to sue with no more.
Okay, I guess
the
thing that was up on that stairwell is probably going to happen in D.C. this weekend.
Ooh, it's a new generation of kids that come out every year, honey.
That stairwell tea, honey, gonna happen in D.C.
Well, I'm not going to D.C. for that. I have to go to D.C. to promote the web series, so that's why I'm going to D.C.
Well, I'll be out there passing out flyers, honey. And memory of Naima.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah,
be careful, because the very grave you might try to dig for me might be the one that I buried you in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Girl. Ciao. You'll be 6 feet under before I will, and I'm going to dance right on your grave.
I doubt that, because being the information that I know that you don't know, I might be far all gone away from here, honey, and you'll be the one left here gagging.
No, not at all, honey.
I swear I think y'all used to go together.
You know what? I want you to reveal yourself, honey. I need you to come from behind that foam.
Baby, it sounds like they need hot, passionate sex or something, honey.
Oh, okay.
Naeema, but the real thing is, I got a question for Naeema. We only got Sean to hang up in a minute, but Naeema, girls, you and Sean, you and Kelly, you and light skin, you and dark skin, girl, it's always you and somebody.
She be trying to have her hands in too much motherfucking shit. That's what it is.
No. Kelly, just be trying my hand, honey. I had to let her know that she is not in charge of the girls.
The girls.
Somebody called in
last night and asked, do you really, really have, and I think that question was very sincere, do you really have big feet?
You said, do I really have 6 feet?
Somebody called in last night on the tea party and asked, do you really have 6 feet? Like, they really thought all this time, was it a joke? And everybody was going crazy, giving all these out of ordinary numbers. Do you want to really tell them what size shoe you wear?
They just do that just to try me. But no, my feet are not big. I wear like a 10 to a 10 and a half at men. And I wear like a 12 in women.
14.
So
why they say you
got? No, I don't know about no 14. Okay. Now you keep on trying to make fun of my feet. Remember, these be the same feet that's going to be up in your ass that you're going to need surgery to take it out.
Girl, oh, baby, shit. You got the wrong ass that's going to need surgery, honey. Baby.
Ellie, why you said Naima got 14? Where 14?
Mister, girl, did you ever see those things, Mister? Girl, honey, bitch. But you look a Bigfoot in the dictionary, Mister. It's a picture of Naima right next to it.
And then somebody had the nerve to really disgust me by saying, if Naima has a big dick, that's why she got big feet. It's some shit like that.
Oh,
and that's
my gosh.
Grandma said that last night.
Yeah,
girl. Mm-mm. Naima, honey.
Well, before we hang up, I just want to let everybody know that I'll see y'all Monday night for the last Monday night show of the season, honey. You know.
Girl,
that's
not the last show.
What?
That's not the last show, because you gotta talk about Marcus Ball, so that's not the last show.
Baby, that's the last show for me.
Cool.
Okay, baby. Listen, y'all better hope I come on Monday night, Mr. Okay? Girl, let me see. Monday night is the third, Mr. A. That's my, what you call it? Yes.
This Monday is not the third?
Yes, it
is. No, it's not.
Oh, it's the 27th. Okay.
You trying to rush it?
Yeah, honey. This month went past fast, Miss Thing. Okay, I'm trying to get out there, Miss Thing. Okay, baby, trust and believe. I'm getting out there, bitch. What I tell you, Miss Thing, I ain't gonna remember nothing, Miss Thing, girl. Okay, baby,
We will be back next Monday, next Tuesday, and next Wednesday for a full episode of Tons of Chat, so make sure you tune in. Everybody have a safe weekend. Everybody enjoy your Memorial Day weekend if it's in Atlanta. I mean, if it's in D.C. or Miami, wrap it up and be safe, honey, and stop being a statistic. And, bitch, that's it for me. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and, you know.
Good night. And Sean, I know you have a Facebook because too much TV going on, and you not to be in the mix of it. You got one.
I would like to say goodnight again, honey, and Naima will certainly be missed, honey.
Yeah.